Blog Talk Radio.
B-O-L. Let it
got a place in six, seven, no. So don't come knocking at my door. I got company coming round. So,
the witch doctor. Imagine these elite feet.
Father Tony Petrucci and Mother Kiki Carson presents the first annual Western New York People's Choice Awards Ball. There's no biz like showbiz. Many grants include 250 Butch Queen Face, the Extraterrestrial, 500 Open to All Performance, the Showstopper, 500 Butch Queen Runway, Junkyard Board, 500 Team Sex Siren, Sports Couple of the Year, 500 Female Figure Face, the Leading Lady, 1,500 Butch Queen Realness with a Twist, Artist of the Century, as well as $1,000 to the house with the most points. The first annual Western New York People's Choice Awards Ball. There's no biz like showbiz. Saturday, April 27th at 8:30 p.m. Location, the Holiday Inn, Buffalo Downtown, 620 Delaware Avenue, Buffalo, New York. Admission, $20. Tables, $100. This ball has been created for the people, by the people. Hosted by Mother and Father WNY, Mother Kiki Carson, and overall Father Tony Petrucci. For any details and information, contact Kiki Carson and Tony Petrucci on Facebook or visit the event page for detailed information. Father Brandon Lovin presents World Domination 2, The Revenge Edition. Saturday, May 18th in Atlanta, Georgia. Mini Grand, Big Girl's Face for $500. This will be the first category of the evening. $500 for Butch Queen Realness, 5 trophies. Thugs versus Pretty Boys versus Schoolboys versus Executive versus Legend. One cash winner. Grand prize, $1,013 for Butch Queen Foot and Eyewear, 2013 Spring Summer Edition. That's the World Domination Ball 2, The Revenge Edition. Hosted by Elijah Ebony and Jay Blonick. The location, 431 Fair Street, Southwest, Atlanta, Georgia. Doors open at 5 p.m. LSS at 7:30. $30 all night. First cash category will be at 8 p.m. And again, that's Mini Grand Big Girl Space. Tables, $100. Fully stocked. And I mean fully stocked. First come, first serve. Again, that's the World Domination Ball 2, The Revenge Edition. For more information, contact Father Brandon Lovin on Facebook. Also, that next day, Sunday, May 19th, there will be a kickball and spades tournament. North Carolina versus South Carolina versus ATL versus Alabama versus Florida versus the DMV. No house affiliation, just state versus state. Free food and refreshments. The winners of the kickball game will receive a big trophy, and the spades winners will receive cash prizes. Again, that's the World Domination Ball 2, The Revenge Edition, Saturday, May 18th, and the kickball and spades tournament, Sunday, May 19th, in Atlanta, Georgia. And again, for more information, contact Brandon Lovin on Facebook or visit the event page for more detailed information. The legendary House of Escada presents Mission Possible House Ball, April 13th, 2013, in Dallas, Texas. Every single category is for cash. Grand prize, runway for $1,000. Mini grands include Butch Queen Legendary Performance for $500. Butch Queen Trilogy, Face, Body, and Realness for $500. Stem Queen Trilogy, Face, Body, and Realness for $500. Sex Siren for $500. Open to All Performance for $500. 60 seconds of fame performance. Sing, dance, or lip sync for $250. This will be an early event, with doors opening at 6 p.m. and LSS starting promptly at 7 p.m., followed by Grand March. Admission to this event is $30. Tables are $100 if purchased by April 1st, $150 afterwards. Free admission given to everyone tested, and the house or family with the most members tested receives $1,000. Second place house or family receives $500, sponsored by Abounding Prosperity. The icons, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, will be on the mic. The location, the luxurious Dallas Informant Building, located at 1950 North Stemmons Freeway in Dallas, Texas. Please contact Father Danny Exgata for questions, for host hotel info, or for table purchases at 972-370-6473. Or the overall Father Neiman Marcus Exgata via Facebook at Marcus Fox. Also, visit the event page on Facebook, Exgata Mission Possible House Ball, for detailed information.
See, I'm trying to teach the girls, but they not listening. You wanna be just like me, I'm a classy girl. But after the bitch, they think me, I'm a bad girl. They wanna play all day, cause I'm a nasty girl. If you wanna be just like me, I'm a classy girl. I'm a nasty girl. I'm a bad girl. I'm a nasty girl. I'm a classy girl. Yes, you wanna be just like me. Come to the quick, just take me. The straight wanna play all day, cause I'm a nasty girl.
Just like me, I'm a classy girl. I'm a classy girl. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and queens, and all those that are just not sure. How the hell are you? How was your weekend? Chat room, can you hear me? Chat room, if you can hear me, say something, please. Alrighty. Switchboard, can you bring on the rest of the cast, please?
This Kiki is lost.
And you like it. You like the adulation, the applause.
Say it comes
the
from
people
reading.
Cheering you on.
Reading came first.
It's an addiction
reading
high, like all highs.
Is the real art form of insult.
You absorb it, you
laugh,
take it. And you like
and
it. You absorb it,
laugh,
you take it.
And
you
kikis,
like it.
Laugh and kikis. Shade is, I don't tell you ugly, but I don't have to tell you because you know.
Hey, Mark, Tiffany, Enrique, and J Rock.
Hello, hello.
Hello. Okay. Hello.
Bring on the rest of the cast. Goddamn Diana Ross, Beyonce T around here.
I'm saying, for real, I'm glad to know I'm not the only one thinking it, because I want to know how this bitch get her own intro, why she always come off first, and I feel like introducing the rest of the cast.
You want to be just like me, you're a big old girl, you're a
brother, nasty. Wait a minute, they said you're giving Dina Jones tea.
That's what they said. I come back here and find myself out on the line.
How the hell is everyone? And welcome everyone to Tea Party Tuesday. I don't know where Mother is, but she's been on Facebook posting. So maybe she'll join us, maybe she won't.
Well,
somebody is breathing.
Who the fuck is that breathing like Darth Vader?
Enrique is always him.
You know what, you fat bitch, it wasn't me because I had my phone on mute. Now, girl. Now, cut this shit off, because now when I come on, I always have my phone on mute. You're always motherfucking trying it tonight. Not tonight, girl.
That's the problem.
Tonight, not the motherfucking night, girl. Bow down, girl. Bow down.
Oh, girl, you're not.
Isn't there a woman you can be wearing there, girl?
Okay,
go on.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, what we're not going to do is
stop
the show early. We're not going to talk over each other. We're not. We're just not going
right
to do that.
So back to what I was saying is, honey, it's Enrique, because you know I'm fat. They always think it's me, but it wasn't. Second of all, what I was going to say was, before I get into my mess and be messy, I was going to congratulate, you know, you and the naked one on a successful play or whatever the case might be. You know, I heard good things. I'm happy for you, Jason, honey, and your tag along who has to be in everything that you're in, you know.
Thank you, sister. Thank you. Not the naked one. Yes, Enrique, from that on, I will refer to you as the naked one.
Well, you the one said he get naked on stage. I don't know. I don't know.
I did not get naked on stage, but thank you.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
Okay. So how was everyone's weekend? Tiffany, what did you do this weekend?
We had a big thing in Austin called South by Southwest. There was a lot of people in the States, and there was a lot of traffic, and it was just, I just spent my weekend basically in traffic all weekend, just, I went to my favorite restaurant, which we all know what that is. I went to Papado's, and I was in the lobby, I was in the car waiting, you know, because it was like a big wait, like a 45-minute wait, so I was waiting, you know, they give you the little thing to light up when it's your turn.
Mm-hmm.
So I was sitting there, and this guy walked back with this hat with all the spikes on it, and me and my girlfriend, we was reading the guy, we was like, damn, that looks so spiky. Why has he got that hot, spiky hat on like a bitch? And then he stood right in front of my car, and he turned around, looked me down in my face, you know who it was, little Scrappy. I was like, oh my God. Not that I was hype, but you know. So I was like, oh, okay, so we went ahead and went in, and like Scrappy and Freeway and all these different rappers was at Papa Do's. It was funny. It was a kiki, honey, and just, you know, we had a good time, and that was about it.
Well, did you take pictures?
I tried. I took one picture, but like when I got, it was nighttime. So when I took the picture, I didn't put it on Facebook, but I can put it on Facebook. When I took the picture, it was like you could see them, but it was kind of blurry, and I was like, dang, should I put it on there or should I not put it on there? I didn't know what to do, so I just paid it. I was scared he was going to put his paws on me if I asked for a picture or something.
Mm-hmm. That put his paws on you. NJ Rock, what did you do this weekend?
Nothing.
You didn't do anything at all?
I did my homework, and this bitch gave me a 4.5 out of 5 points, and I'm fucking pissed. That's about it.
Your life is so entertaining, J-Rock. I want to be like you when I grow up.
Hey, I didn't. Oh, I'm lying. I did do something. I finally, after 6 months, I finally decided to go to the club. I went to a little grown and sexy event called First Fridays in Houston, and I stayed to the after party. You know, the DJ tried to beat up the promoter and all this kind of, it was retarded. I was like, somebody got a sledgehammer and all this. I was like, see, this ain't nothing to do with ballroom. The DJ.
So not only do they not only fight at balls, but they fight at regular club events too in Texas,
and
huh?
This was supposed to be grown and sophisticated, but at the end, when they was trying to get money, he was like, bitch, I drive with my sledgehammer. And I was like, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Then I ended
not
up,
a sledgehammer. My hand.
Yes, then I ended up pushing it to 2020 with the younger people. I felt pretty old in there because, you know, I was still dressed, you know, with my khaki. Well, not khakis. I had on my skinny jeans with my nice little shoes and stuff like that. And everybody else was looking like superheroes. So I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, so you needed your leather pants on.
But you know what I found out? I thought that maybe it was just I was over the club scene, but I know what it really is, and I had to be honest with myself. The reason why I can't go out no more, because I feel like a pervert. All these new young kids coming out and all this kind of stuff that's like 19 and 20, I just don't want to be the one that's going after all the children. They'd be so cute and so sexy and all that, so I said, let me get my ass to the house before, you know.
Mm.
That's why I don't go out no more.
And plus, you got live-in trade, so you don't have to. Okay, well, oh my goodness, we already have a bunch of callers, so that's what's up. So we're going to start taking some of these calls. First caller. Well, this was
the
call.
Don't get no introduction?
I'm waiting on the switchboard. 513-675. You just listening? Okay, well, do me a favor, callers. If you're just listening, press 1 and take yourself out of the queue if you're just listening. Thanks so much. Okay. Next call. 336-693. Okay, and we see how this is already going to start. So, Mark, how was your, other than the play, how was your weekend in Baltimore?
Oh, my God. I had such a blast. Thursday, I got there Thursday with Stomp Boots. Then Friday, I was there chilling, Stomp Boots. Then Saturday, I came to see you at the play. It was so much fun. I enjoyed that play. You have to let me know when y'all are traveling again. I will be there because that message was serious.
Okay.
I went to the play. I enjoyed myself. You and Enrique did a really good job. And so did everybody else. I really got life. And then, you know what, J-Rock? Come on. Okay, so then I went to, what did I go? What is it, the Paradox?
Okay.
It was a
all right, wait a minute, Mark. Hold right there. 212-964.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I have a question. Where's Kelly?
Kelly's show is on Monday night.
So whose show is this?
This is the Tea Party Tuesday show. How can we help you? There's J-Rock, Tiffany, Jason, Mark, and Enrique, and Mother London.
Mother London?
Yes.
Okay, well, I don't know. I'm new to all this crap. Just that I'm
crap?
From Carolina. Come on, I didn't mean it like that. With my friends, well, not one of my friends, but I called a chat line one time, and, oh, tell me this is a real tranny or not, and I look on the internet, and I saw, like, you know, Kelly and all the girls, you guys call girls, and, you know, I'm just saying, some of them be looking ridiculous, and some of them be looking kind of good, you know what I'm saying? I ain't even going front. But, basically, I was going to hear Kelly in here today, so I called them, but that's about it.
Okay.
Were you calling in to try to go off on Kelly or something?
Hell no. Nah, let me tell you something. Kelly, I respect, because, you know, that's a big motherfucker. To be outside looking like that. Nah, no, none of that. I'm just saying, to be outside looking like that and don't even care, I respect you for that. You know what I'm saying?
To be outside.
Oh, my God.
Don't we
got to
go to commercial?
Wait.
Wait a minute. You're chewing that the fuck up. I now give to you.
Is that Max Turner?
She got.
I wasn't trying to be disrespectful. I'm just saying, like, you know, you too big. You huge. But,
okay, well, what do you look like?
Not like that.
Don't worry about what the fuck he look like, because he's just a motherfucking person that's on the upper end of the motherfucking phone. And I just motherfucking dialed into the motherfucking show as he was motherfucking saying what he was fucking saying. Okay? Bitch, you motherfucking faggots got motherfucking nerve when y'all sit behind motherfucking phones and y'all sit behind motherfucking screaming and y'all think y'all want to sit here and y'all want to come read somebody. Bitch,
I'm not
go suck a motherfucking.
What are you
go
about?
Suck a motherfucking. Now, bitch, please, bitch. The your fucking demeanor. No, baby, please, you don't have respect for me saying the things that you're saying. No, you don't. Okay, I'm an old school girl. I'm an old school girl. And the demeanor of the things that you're saying is very shady.
Okay,
nobody got time for that. Baby, please, I don't have time. No, baby.
I'm not trying to violate you. What I mean is that
you have a... Well, the way you're saying, the things that you're saying, it's coming off very condescending and very disrespectful.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean like that at all, period. What I meant to say was like... When you that size, not saying that's a problem with them, I'm saying you bring mad, you know, just to yourself, you know what I'm saying? But you don't care, you mad confident, you do your thing, I give you that, you know what I'm saying? I love how you beat the shit out of Danny, which was well-deserved, you know what I'm saying? You really put the beats on that motherfucker, I ain't credit for that shit. And I love how you read niggas on camera. Like, Ricky Gotti, that was an easy shutdown. That nigga left real quick.
I think
you know what
saying?
Saying,
Kelly, you're not intimidated by your size. You're not meaning your size.
Exactly.
This
you know what I'm saying?
This is like legendary shade, bitch.
It's
like
not.
KB.
Listen, I didn't know anything about this until my friend told me about it. You know what I'm saying? And I said, Kelly, that was like a Kelly Matt Entertainment.
Well,
I'm
let me. Well,
Kelly.
Paula, I'm so. If you didn't mean it that way, I'm so sorry. Please, switchboard, put me back on hold because the girls in the chat room is reading already that I'm taking over the show. And say so. Please put me back on hold, baby, and I will wait.
Okay. That was mad rude. We just come out and she was talking.
Oh, my God.
Nah, but,
okay,
Kylie,
well, thank you, Carla.
Kylie,
we're
her
put
own
you
reality
back
TV
show.
That's
thank
all I
you.
Wanted to say.
It starts already, honey.
That was a whole lot.
Well,
that was living for Kelly. Y'all trying to make it seem like he was shading her, honey.
I know. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. You got to be from the old school to get in between a mom and a big
time. That was
shade.
Old.
No shade.
Okay.
That was old school shade.
Gentlemen, 704-726. 704-726. Hello. Okay. Moving on.
Now you had to get into David in the background reading down.
Okay. 347-569. 347-569.
Hey, everybody, this is Brian Versace. How y'all doing tonight?
Hey,
everybody.
Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, wow.com. Well, what was that about?
we have no idea.
But, no, I'm just listening tonight. I don't know. Is it a certain topic? I just got it. I just dialed in. Is it a certain topic tonight? What's going on?
Well, tonight we're just going to be... It's going to be just a regular Kiki Tuesday. If you have a topic or a game you want to play or something you want to bring up that's not too political, not too draining, we don't want to talk about ban lists or any of that
or
kind
fights.
Of things. Or fights. We just want to have fun.
Oh.
Well, no, I just, nothing to talk about on my end. Just got in from work not too long ago on a slow Tuesday and just did what I had to do and got home from work and came home to the husband, honey. Nothing more, nothing less.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening as always, Brian.
All right, darling.
Honey, I know we say not talking about fights, but I do need Kelly because I need to find out about that fight that Shamrocks and Shenanigans, honey. Who was the killer out there acting like that in fucking the bottom of Midtown, honey? What are we
talking
about?
Oh, Lord, you would want to know that, wouldn't you?
Actually, you know I'm enough who's that. I need to know because the one boy in the red...
Incoming transmission.
Ooh. 347-492.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Jason. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
I have a question, and I know this is the Tea Party cast, but I got a question for Kelly. And if she can come back on or whatever. And my question is, when she walked Legendary Realness, why was she so... It came across as if she was hesitant to walk because Ashley was on the panel. I want to know, was she hesitant? Did she hesitate? Or she was paying her... Or she paid her? Or what was it? Because it seemed like she was hesitant to walk. Like she knew she was going to get chopped. So I wanted her to respond to that or whatever.
Well, Carla, let me... Before Kelly comes on, and I'm sure that she will, if you're walking the ball... And let's just throw out a name just to be on the safe side. Let's just say Tony Revlon. If you're walking the ball and Tony Revlon's on the panel and you and Tony Revlon have this, let's just say this little beef going on. It's not a beef, but it's more like shade. I'm pretty sure you know what shade is. So y'all got this shade going on. It's outside. It's inside. Tony Revlon seems to be coming out a lot more. He's on the panel. And you're legendary for realness. Tony Revlon sitting on the panel and you're walking up there. Not to say that Kelly's intimidated was or was not, but do you think that you would want to walk if Tony's up there? Or would you pay it? Or would you be hesitant?
I would pay it because it wouldn't matter to me whether he up there or not, whether we got shade or not. It don't matter to me, but I'm just saying it seemed like she was, you know, she was kind of hesitant to get up there and walk because
she can come on and answer your question. I just wanted to know, you know, from your
Oh, yeah, I understand what you're saying, but, yeah, I would pay it. You know, I would just come out like, who are you at the end of the day? You know, that's my
right.
thing.
Okay.
So,
I'm kind of curious, why is she coming out more, too? Like, what's up? Like you said, that is a valid point. Like, she's you know, she's coming out more. I know you're not saying her, but I have noticed that she seems to be at every little function now on Bold and Sobe.
Kelly, well, Kelly, can you come press one and because the girls want to know. I mean, they had the opportunity. Tiffany could have asked you last night, but she was probably eating a ham hock sandwich. So,
bitch, no, ma'am, not a ham hock sandwich.
I don't eat ham hocks and pig beets and all of that, that bullshit. I couldn't get in last night. I thought it kept pushing.
What's the word I'm looking
for?
Yeah. So, Carla, why didn't you call in last night and ask, or could you not get through?
Hello? Kelly? I'm never hesitant to walk any ball. I was not hesitant to walk on Sunday when I walked. I got up and I walked right when the category was called. I got up and I walked. I'm never hesitant about getting chopped by any motherfucking bitch.
No, it just came across because when I seen it. Hello?
Yes, go ahead, Carla.
Oh, it just came across as if you were, because when I seen it on YouTube, that's what it looked like. You know, and you know who, I forgot who was in the mic who called you out. And like when you came, it's like normally you just come out, but it's like it took you a few seconds to like actually hit the floor, like you already knew the outcome of it, so.
No, it wasn't that. I was just waiting. I was waiting to see who else was coming out to walk. I'm never worried about getting chopped because nobody's guaranteed 10th anytime you walk a ball. But, you know, he did what he did, and, you know, it is what it is. There's no sweat off my back.
Do you think it's going to be like that every time you walk, though?
I don't know what he's going to do, but ain't nobody got time for that nigga.
Okay, and can I just say this? And it's been because you and Ashley definitely have history. Because I can remember when, like, when y'all like go, and I'm gonna go back some years back when they used to have the balls in the school down in the village. Do you remember that, Kelly?
Yeah.
So y'all, it's been shade between y'all two for a long time. I don't know what it is.
No. Quite honestly, I've been at balls, and Ashley, this is when, well, at the time that I was walking, consistently at that time, Kelly was walking between up and drag. I don't remember Ashley ever chopping her for that.
No, she didn't chop her. I'm just saying it was just shade. Her, like, being on the side at the ball saying stuff like that. And I remember Kelly going off and, like, you know, it was just a lot going on.
What he's talking about, Mark, is when Ashley beat my girlfriend, God rest her soul, one-eyed Sabrina with the trophy, and we was going to attack Ashley. That's what he's talking about.
Right, exactly.
He beat her with a trophy. Lord, you got me saying he. Excuse me, I didn't mean no disrespect. She beat somebody with a trophy.
I put on my shirt, so you want to go put on your shirt and try to be like me today?
I wasn't there for that, but I do remember Sabrina, though.
Mm. Okay. Well, thank you, Carla. We're going to move on to the next caller. We're going to put you back on hold. Oh, my God. I'm going to fuck London up for that picture.
Yes, God.
818-605, you're on the air.
No, not a ham hock sandwich. I can't. I'm a woman.
She can't do what I can.
Why can't you? They taste good, I hear. A little barbecue sauce and some cornbread. Okay.
Not using.
Oh, yeah, so...
I don't know what the hell that is.
Can I finish my recap of my...
Yeah, please.
Yeah, wait a minute. Right after private caller.
I heard you was a lumberjack over the weekend.
Hello?
Yes?
Hi. I have a question for Mark.
Okay.
Mark, I want to know, what bowl was it that you said Alexa smelled like a fried scramble sandwich at?
Oh, shit.
No.
Oh, no.
Did not say that.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'll leave my sister alone.
Oh, shit. Somebody in the chat room said every bowl.
Yeah, I'm starting this shit early.
I'm not. Thanks for calling, private caller. I'll be putting you back on hold, Messy South. You just messy. 216-773.
Yeah. Hold on 1 second. I just want to light my blunt. Hold on 1 second.
Girl.
Yes. Okay, so my question of the day is, I mean, first off, let me just say that I really do appreciate y'all, because I do live. Like, I have fun listening to y'all, having a kiki, because sometimes my days be real late, and I need to come on here and have a kiki. So thank you all for that. But my
You're
question
welcome. Thank you.
My question of the day is, so what cities out here is real late with they balls? I mean, some cities out here that's having some real late balls. And, I mean, I'm just trying to figure out what city is that y'all that's having these problems, and what do they need to do to boost their cities back up? I'm just saying.
What cities have late balls?
What city has late balls?
That's a two-part question, right?
I mean, yeah, it's a kind of a two-part question. Like, you know, what
cities combine it into one, though.
You said what cities have late balls, and what can you do to change that? Is that your question?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I think
what city do y'all see as like a late city that y'all see?
Yeah, call us. Y'all call us in and tell us which ones y'all see as late.
Yeah, so that's the question tonight, call us. What city has late balls, and what can they do to make the balls better? We're gonna put you back on hold, call us.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay. I'm trying to think.
Boo, somebody said whatever city they in. Every ghetto, every city.
Not the Lauryn Hill theme.
Okay.
312-927. Man, by the time you get, what, 30 years old? Or...
I don't participate in that. And
yeah.
I got several years before I turned 30.
Oh, shit.
What?
Be quiet, we're listening.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you can hang them up. I thought it was getting hot. They must know we're listening.
Okay. Private caller.
Hello?
Yes?
Yes, I can't hear.
Are you voting?
You might need to turn your radio down.
Okay. I can
hear.
Yes. London?
No, London's not here. This is Jason, Enrique, Mark, Tiffany, and J-Rock.
I'm sorry, who am I speaking with right now?
Okay, what's your question? Because I've already given our names once.
Oh, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear my phone. Okay, the volume's up now, I can hear you. Yes, I wanted to say I enjoy the show, first of all. Hello.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I enjoy the show. I enjoy all the personalities. And actually, this is my favorite show out of the whole series. I don't really particularly listen to the first show on Mondays, but this is really like my first show that I really like. And it's been about 4 weeks now, so everything
okay.
is good. Continue the good work. But I wanted to say... and I know you guys are in open forum right now, so I don't really want to change the topic. But I received from a mutual friend the pictures of the young man who was attacked at that, unfortunately, at the bar. And I didn't want to say just based on the pictures, it's an absolute disgrace what took place. And to my sources, and these are credible sources, the pictures are now being circulated and law enforcement is now
okay,
so my question,
he's talking about the
fight between where the Ebony young man jumped on the con gentleman.
Okay, well, caller, that's a serious topic, and that is something.
I know that. I'm not going to. I just want to switch it for a second. I'm not going to get into the whole fundamentals of it. My question is, I just wanted to give you a basis of it. The question is, hypothetically, if something in terms of pitchers came to you, being in the ballroom scene? This is for the whole panel to answer if they like. What would you do with the pitchers? Would you turn them into law enforcement and hope that justice prevails, or would you just sit back and let bygones be bygones? And
if you really think about it before you even go on, there is no bygone without the actual victim. So if there's another party involved and the actual victim has not taken the initiative to go and press charges themselves, then it's kind of like a moot point, because you're going to take these pictures to the police and they're going to want you to bring that victim.
Well, no, I'm saying if law enforcement already have knowledge of it.
Then if law enforcement
As a friend, do you encourage the victim to come forward, or do you pretty much stand to the side and let bygones be bygones, or do you stand and support your friend and encourage them to seek justice?
I tell them whatever choice they choose to make is what choice that I follow behind with them.
Right.
If they choose
exactly.
to go down there and say this is what happened, then I stand behind them. If they choose to say they're going to pay it, then I stand behind that too, because at the end of the day, it happened to them, it didn't happen to me, I can only be moral support for them. That's what I would say.
Right.
I kind of see it differently. I mean, I haven't seen the pictures. I don't know how bad the person was injured. You know,
the pictures are extremely disturbing.
So if they were that extremely disturbing, then I would kind of have them proceed to press charges, because you don't want it to happen again, because if you see them as a weak and wounded person, they will attack and bite you again. That's my personal
Absolutely.
Opinion.
No, I agree with that opinion, definitely. Well, I'm going to sit back and listen again. Thank you for your input. And
can you
again,
send out the pictures
show.
Out of curiosity?
Thank you for listening, caller.
I didn't
say
that to y'all. Wait, what the fuck? Did I need a choir? I just need a one now.
Thank you for listening, caller. We're going to put you back in the queue. If the person that was beat, battered, and bruised wants to press one and say something, they can. I just hope that you do the right thing by yourself, because again, if you continue to be bullied, you will always be bullied. So that's
Wait
all
a minute,
I
can't say
I
want to
know this though. How is one bullied if they're fighting? Like, even if you're jumped or attacked, if you're fighting, you're fighting. Where does the bullying come in?
Because what happens if you win? If you lose?
I've been beat up more than once. But I'm fighting. So I really don't see a point of, like, you know, like going at it like you're the victim if you're in a fight. You're in a fight. You're not being beat. You're not covering yourself. You're not folded up into fetal position. You're fighting. So where did the victim part come in at?
Okay.
I guess the victim comes in because they feel like they got their ass whooped. I mean, you know.
Well, they supposedly walking around with two black eyes, so, I mean... Bitch, two black eyes.
I ain't walking around with a black eye since I called my boyfriend a bitch. I ain't with that shit.
No, ma'am, Pam.
I don't play that battered women syndrome shit.
Okay.
I don't play them games.
I mean, shit, you can't get into a fight and then turn around and say, come on, you know, like I was...
Well,
like,
I got into a fight with my sister, and she hit me with a roller skate, so I went and told my mother, so, I mean...
She hit you with a roller skate?
Yes,
okay,
bitch.
But a weapon was used, though. A weapon was used, I can understand that, but there was no weapons used.
Have your sister ever been to jail before? a roller skate is kind of...
Bitch, don't come for my sister talking about she ever been in jail.
Bitch,
okay, well, Mark,
now, like
that was it with the
like
call.
That's kind of like how Milan said in that thing, people with extensive criminal records, honey. Has he been in jail?
Okay, so, Mark, that was it with the call, so you can finish with your recap.
Oh,
that's
wow.
all the calls we had for now.
That was like 30 minutes ago. Wait,
oh, well, then, hey, child, we move on.
Okay, so I was at the Paradox, and they had a really cute little night there. They had a little ball there. Me, Corey Chanel, Dee Dee Revlon, I forgot the child's name. What's his name, Enrique? Tabray. Shabrae Blahnik and somebody else. We judged the bowl. It was cute, and, you know, it was just fun. And then I went home Sunday.
They still Blahnik members?
Yeah, there's a lot of Blahniks left, actually.
No, actually, one just won.
Wow.
From what I heard, one just won at the Rumble Bowl the other night.
Yeah. There's a lot of them. That's still a big house. It's just they're not in the they're not in the news since Milan left.
Yeah, because she kept it popping.
So right, and they like it that way actually, so they're happy with that.
Well, Enrique, you're a Blahnik.
Who? I'm an Allure. Thank you.
Oh, I didn't know. You were speaking for the Blahniks on behalf of them.
Because one of them is my sister, and I'm going to speak for her. Thank you, because she would speak for me.
Okay. Well, I didn't know her.
Thanks.
You gave me
Frenties.
Okay, y'all need to show some courtesy to each other. Y'all need to show some courtesy to each
other. Kelly, he coming for you, girl.
What you say, Jason? I didn't even catch what you said.
So y'all need to show some courtesy to each other. That's what y'all need to do. Show some courtesy.
You gotta be y'all so stupid.
Are you serious about that?
He did say that last night, too. No shade.
I'm fucking dead.
That
was courtesy.
Yeah, she fucked that word up.
Ooh,
who
baby.
Miss Kelly.
So since I have you on the phone with me, Tiffany, this is something that's been on my mind since I saw the little post in the room. How's your girlfriend Ginger?
Yeah, what you asking me for, honey? You might want to ask J-Rock. I don't know, honey. But, baby, all I got to say is, Lord bless her soul, honey. I just pray she get out of this.
Let me ask y'all a question. Let me ask y'all just a hypothetical question. No, fuck that. This ain't hypothetical. Do y'all think somebody is turning her in? Like, for real?
No, well, I'm going to give you the beat I got. Now, this is what came straight from me. They said, prior to her getting blocked. Well, see, now, I don't want to do that. I don't want to talk to you. They said prior to her getting locked, they was all in the parking lot. And
you stay on phone away from the phone, Tiffany.
No, because
do
I don't want to do it, and then go on with it.
Well, you know, I got to be a journalist, because Kelly, she says it's all about being a journalist. You know, you have to tell everything, whether it's your friends or not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They said prior to her being pulled over to the police, they said they had her in the parking lot. And you know Ginger had just got beat up by Aniche and some more people like the week before at a club, right? So they said they had her in the parking lot trying to get her to fight one of the boys that had jumped her, but he's like 6-something. So the father of the house was like, go hit her. As soon as you hit the child, we're going to swing on her. We're going to beat you up. So Ginger was giving very much, you know, she didn't want to fight the boy because, I mean, of course, Ginger's little and the boy is 6-something tall. So they were saying, go ahead. They even slapped Ginger because Ginger didn't want to go fight. So by that time, the police came and was making everybody, you know, come kind of get out the parking lot.
Whoever burped y'all nasty ass need to say excuse.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't me either. I didn't even hear it.
So ain't nobody going to claim the burp. That's just nasty.
Right before Tiffany started talking, I heard them go, burp, burp. I was like, was that Tiffany pausing?
Oh, no, honey. Don't come for me, baby. Man. That was your goddamn hot-ass soggy pants. Now, listen. Basically, so the police had kind of came, and they were telling them to, you know, move. So everybody was like, okay, we're going to go down the street to the burger joint. Now, this is what the folks said. They said they were going to go to the burger stand. So as soon as Ginger pulled off, they said the police got the light behind her. Whatever the case might be, they wanted to pull her over. They say Ginger was like, hell no, we don't go. You know what I'm saying? So pull over. she kind of took their ass on a little mini chase or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And I guess she must have came out of her little Tina Stumpter, and she was like, nah, I better stop the car. So she put the brakes on,
She pulled over. They very much gave, oh, no, this car is stolen. Like, basically, probably, you know, some tease, like, you know, you got a rental car. I don't never take it back, blah, 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 whatever. I don't know if that was the situation, but the car is stolen. You finance, I mean, identity theft and some other charge. And baby, honey, she in there with $150-some thousand bond. So I don't know. They're giving very much in California. We don't know when Miss Ginger getting out. So I don't know.
But wait, so who got her out for the $100? Because she was in there for a while for $100.
No, I think that was a time served type of situation, honey.
Oh, okay.
You know, like, you might get out on, you know, like, they let you sign your own stuff out after you've been sitting there, you know.
For so long.
I guess they
okay.
figure, like, yeah, if you $100 and you couldn't get out for $100, so come on now, like, time served, I guess. I don't know.
It's crazy. Obviously not with $150,000 bond, bitch.
I know, which is crazy.
But that's
that
car
crazy.
Chase. That's what that's all about. I mean, that's a lot going on.
It was three other people in the car, but the police let the other three people go. And the person who called and gave me the tea, they was like, girl, I'm so glad I ain't getting the car with Miss Ginger because I was about to tell her, let me ride with you down to the burger stand.
Not the burger stand.
Yeah, because they were trying to get Ginger to fight the boy. Like, that's how the whole, like, the police wound up coming to the scene. Like, they was trying to get Ginger to fight the boy who had just jumped on her with, they jumped her, supposedly, at the club, all right? So they was trying to get Ginger to fight this big 6-foot-tall bully that's in California or whatever. And they were trying to get him, and Ginger was giving no ma'am. And they said the father... I don't know his name. His name starts with an M. Kelly, you might can, you know, clarify. He's the father of Ms. Rahi down there. He was giving Ginger, girl, go hit him. You know, as soon as you hit him, we're going to jump him. We got you, girl. We just want you to pop it off. And Ginger was like, no, ma'am. And so they slapped Ginger. They slapped Ginger. And Ginger didn't do nothing, but she got slapped. It was like, stop being a pussy.
I'm not
wait a minute,
that.
Wait. So they told her to pop the child and then turned around, and because she didn't, they popped her.
Yeah, they popped her. They were like, stop being a pussy. We gonna set it off for you, but we want you to set it off. You know what I'm saying? Like, he jumped too, but they were saying, like, I know if a nigga jumped me, I'd be wanting some motherfucking get back. They say Ginger was sitting there on mute. I don't know if she was in a drug fog or if it just was a scared fog. They said she was just on mute, like, bitch, I'm not going to go fuck with that 6-foot, 300-pound ass motherfucking boy. You ready?
Girl, they were trying to set her up, bitch. That's what's
Ginger. I know that's right.
Well,
bitch.
I don't know. I mean, and so that's when the police came because it was like too many of them in the parking lot, you know. The police see a whole bunch of black folks, and you know, come on, you know what they think. So they was ushering them off, and baby, when she went to pull out, it was a
woo.
No, bitch, how you gonna say hell no? We won't go.
Well, we're gonna have a ball for Ginger to raise Ginger.
A ball.
Yeah, I say an 8-ball. We're gonna have a fundraising ball for Ginger.
No, Kelly is gonna give half some of that 10%. She just was on there last night talking about she got income tax with her MacBook. She's gonna give her some of that 10% so it's that bond.
Oh, no.
Kel, because it ain't never been a bitch to tell you you ain't got the coins. Come on now, Kel.
Bitch. Oh, my fucking God.
Well, Laura put up in the room, in the official ballroom, the cities with the latest ball. So I'm trying to find out what's the city with the most fab balls.
Well, why don't she put that in the tea party room? Why she didn't put it in the tea party?
I have no idea. She don't see the tea party room.
I'm going to say that I think one of the places with the fab balls, I would definitely say my top picks would be Atlanta, and I would say D.C. That's for me, personally.
Well, so that's the city with the top, with the best balls, or
this year, no, for the best balls, because this year those had really good, well, last year, the end of last year, the beginning of this year, those were the cities that had the really good balls, like Jasmine Ball was very nice, Washington was very nice, they both were in D.C., Candy World, it was a hot sauna. That was actually a time that I did lose 5 pounds. Now,
really?
I complained about losing the weight, but
there actually was a time that I did drop a couple pounds. So Candy World was hot, but it was, you know, a good turnout and all that kind of stuff. There was a lot of people in you know, there. And even the aftermath ball was, you know, nice. So I'm going to stay there. New York really hasn't had no balls this year other than what Mark?
New York has had balls, but New York is kind of like the mecca of ballrooms.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. What?
Yeah.
Switchboard. Okay, what you want in a minute? Well, what I'm going to do is, this is London Spears' list of the latest cities. This
Laura
is her
Spears.
Top 10.
Who? Laura Spears?
Laura Spears. Laura London Spears. Okay. She said number one is upstate New York, Albany, Buffalo, etc. Then two would be Connecticut. Her number three would be Boston. Then Canada. I didn't know they had balls in Canada.
Me
neither. Yeah. They got balls in Canada.
Then five
their
is Dallas.
Their balls are fun, though.
Then five is Dallas. Six is Oakland. Seven is Indianapolis. Eight is Ohio, nine is Los Angeles, and 10 on her list is Virginia.
See, some of these things Lawrence said, I never even knew they had balls. I never heard about ball in Ohio or Connecticut or Boston.
Ohio. Well, yeah, they all have balls there. Connecticut just had a ball about a couple of months ago. I think Kelly was actually there. And,
Ohio has balls.
Yeah. But, I mean, I'm inclined to agree with her, but it's just the whole Virginia part. I guess as I experience Virginia a little bit differently, I guess, from now, you know what I mean? So I can't really talk about before, but it was fun to me.
Wow. I thought most of the states you guys named, they were having fun. Like, I know Canada, they kind of have, like, fun at their balls and stuff like that. So what constitutes as a late ball and what constitutes as a fun ball?
They didn't have no drama.
I can't say nothing about Canada. I wasn't ever there.
Right.
Well, I guess, Enrico, we'd have to bring that caller back on to ask her or ask them what they classify what is a late ball.
Yeah,
I mean, I guess a late ball, I mean, you know a late ball would be, I guess.
Not giving out no money.
If it's, they don't have no money, it's in a rinky-dink place. It's one way in, one way out.
Same girl.
The girls showing their cat meat and
not showing their cat meat.
They got chicken nuggets. They got chicken nuggets on the table wrapped in saran wrap.
Oh shit!
Come on.
So my thing is, isn't that all the balls?
No.
Well,
I don't know, cause
y'all just named some stuff that all balls can have in common. That's what I'm not understanding.
I mean, that's true. Because
cat
meat
is everywhere. People act like Letitia Redmond messed up these strings.
Say it again.
Okay, somebody just hit my inbox with this question. What the fuck is up with the $1,000 winner, Little Vic Prodigy, getting his ass beat for stealing from the girls to get high? Oh, my.
Okay.
Wow.
Little who?
Confirm or deny. We don't know if that's true.
If that's true. Little Vic Prodigy getting his ass beat for stealing from the girls to get high.
But when did he win? What did he win? $1,000?
Whoever you are, Mr. Inbox person, when did he win? Where did he win this at?
Little Vic vokes down, though. He vokes down.
Oh, so he's been a $1,000 winner. It ain't
so he's been a $1,000 winner.
Right, he's been a $1,000. I think didn't he win in Detroit or something like that? I think I've won it in Chicago. Detroit is one of those cities.
Oh, so they just probably saying, Jason, that he is a $1,000 winner, but he still stole the girl stuff. Not that he probably just recently won at a ball.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Like why would he win $1,000 and still steal the girl's shit?
Okay.
He might have a serious habit. That's what it sounds like. Anybody who steals money for drugs sounds like they have a serious habit.
That is, yeah. That
okay.
Is.
And she didn't post the top six, and I'm going to go from six to number one. Number six, she says Chicago has the fabulous balls. Number five, Philly.
She would say that.
Number four, Atlanta. Number three, New York City, NYC. Number two, D.C. And number one, North Carolina. Number one because they hit the news twice nationwide in the last 3 years. Iconic.
So wait a minute. Just because you hit the news. Okay, so that's what they're basing it off. Okay.
No. Exactly. This is Laura Spears. You know, she likes to geeky. So it's not really
Atlanta.
I'm actually inclined to agree with her, though, about her list. It's just a few states in the not seeing, but no shade. She's kind of
I mean, because before that, the Servants in North Carolina, South Carolina, they did have really nice balls. They were entertaining. They were really nice balls. Even LA has good balls, too. Yeah, LA has good balls, too.
I think every state could probably fix that situation. If across the board of ballroom just came to support the ball. I mean, what else could it be aside from people not being there that really makes it really late? That's what makes it really late. When you look around the room, it's empty, and the girls that you want to see are not in there. The girls you looking to see to walk are not in there. And if you don't see them girls, depending on individuality, if you don't see the girls you're looking for, it can possibly be late at any point.
Well, I'm going to defend my city because I would be a fake bitch if I didn't. But all the balls in Dallas have given out their money. They had fun. And Ballroom Throwbacks even said himself, if he had to pick the best city he was at in 2012, it was Dallas, Texas. So you do get your life down there.
No, we're not saying that you don't get your life down there, J-Rob. We're not disputing that. And as somebody that's never been to Dallas, I won't dispute any of it. But, I mean, when you hear, from somebody being from the northern region and you hear so-and-so was at the ball, this one was at the ball, this one was at the ball, and you don't hear that one was at the ball, that one was at the ball, it's like, well, that ball sounded like it was kind of late. I mean, that's
saying. All the balls in Dallas had icons and legends that everybody knew. That's why the icons and legends are returning.
Well, the only icon I knew that was in Dallas was J.R. Ewing.
Who? Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord.
Y'all and Jason, y'all are coming, honey, in April, aren't y'all?
No, I put myself on the ban list. I'm not going to any balls. I put myself on the ban list, and I'm not doing the shenanigans. And the Shamrocks and Shimmy.
That's what y'all is. Stunt shows and shenanigans, honey.
Listen, let me tell you something.
I do want to come down there for Sizzle. When is Sizzle? That's not in April, is it?
That's in May, and that's in Miami.
I think that's around May, but that's in Miami.
Texas does have something. It's not called
Sizzle.
Right, he's talking about Splash.
Splash. When is Splash?
Splash is my birthday.
Whenever you take a bath.
No, when is Splash, J-Rock?
May 10th through the 13th.
Yeah, I'm
going to
come see that.
To the 13th.
Yeah, I'm going to see that. I mean, not see that. I want to come. We should go for that. That's what we should go for.
Are you paying for it?
Of course not.
Okay, well, then I guess I won't be going.
Oh, okay.
Why y'all trying to get the Splash?
Because I don't waste my money on shenanigans. Someone hit me in my inbox and said Chicago does not give fair balls live and accused me to stop because Marco runs off with the church money to go do his
There's no shade. I was
going to
say that he gives the whack balls money, that's what they perceive him as. You know, he doesn't give the coins. He has fights off.
Yeah, and the girls have read Milan's balls from the past. I mean, if you really think about it, as somebody from the northern region that hasn't been there either, yes, they've read Chicago. It pretty much was late as from what the girls gave. Up until this point, it's gotten much hotter with their awards ball and those, what you call the rags to riches and stuff like that. So.
Well. At least they gotta give good balls, honey. You can say that.
Oh yeah, now the Rodeo ball I've always heard is bad. Both balls from 2000 to whatever year to this.
But what about the one who has? Well, I didn't mean to cut you off. But what about the ball that the man who smoked the crack has?
The man that smoked the crack pipe.
I'm gonna fuck her up for Kevin Arnie smoking crack. I'm sorry.
Yeah, who is smoking crack? Who are you talking about?
Whatever that man, they said he smokes crack. Y'all remember that whole long, drawn-out thing in the group?
It's Kevin
Omni.
Hello.
Oh. You're talking about the, well, he didn't really throw a ball recently, right?
What kind of ball? He have awards balls or something, right?
Yeah.
awards balls and funded funeral funds.
Oh, not too much. That's not that wasn't Kevin Omni's ball. That was Kevin Elon's ball, wasn't it?
That was
Percy and them. I need you to remember, honey. They said if you don't remember about the mark your glass because I got good memory, honey. The funeral funds. You don't
that
remember
was the
that?
Funeral funds award.
Oh, yeah, that was so stupid.
Not the crack ball.
Yes.
They're
giving out lighters. They're giving out Brillo. Oh, my God. If they had if he has the crack ball, he's giving out grand prizes of lighters, shooters, and Brillo.
No, pipes, bitch. Pipes.
Yes,
little mini pipes.
Shooters, Brillo, and lighters.
We have a caller in the queue. I'm in the somebody's in the queue. Switchboard, do we have any callers? Pressing one.
You want to be just...
You need to press one, Mr. Inbox person. You need to press one if you're trying to talk. What's your number so I can look for it?
Wait a minute.
What?
Who the hell put... Wait a minute. I can't with these people. So Ashley Booth had their own profile?
Yes, I noticed that last night. I
Ashley did what? Oh, Ashley Booth.
Ashley Booth has the Raise the Talent, Stop the Violence post and a picture of Red Booth right there. I'm done. Y'all play too much. Oh,
okay,
my God.
248-252.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Westy, this is Vincent. I came to wake it up. Since all the girls was talking about these cities with these late ass balls, and they just don't happen to put my city down here. Hey,
that's who? Who is
that's
that?
Vengeance. And Vengeance is in. That's Vengeance.
What city are you in, Vengeance?
I can't tell you what city I'm in now, but I came on to defend
my city. No, I'm talking about the city that they listed. Which
one? Indianapolis. We were number 7, you know, right above Ohio, which is number 8. But they put Chicago as a city with fab balls, and I was just at a late-ass Midwest Legends ball where they ran out of money. We were just at the Midwest Awards ball where, you know, the girls started fighting, so they shut the ball down. Not a lot of money was given out. They didn't even get through all of the years. I mean, we done went through countless Tupperware parties where Marco went to Chicago, and y'all represent this is the city that gives fat balls.
Yeah.
What did he say, Tupperware parties?
Jeff, he said Tupperware
where
parties.
Where the balls are given in Chicago?
Wow. Work for Tupperware parties.
Thank you. But then yet you go to Ohio where we have a whole lot of successful balls over here in this region. We just had a ball in January where Tony Revlon was down here. The ball was nice. It finished. All the girls got their money. We have our OKI Awards ball. So, I mean, what? Y'all know y'all doing stunts and shows now. Don't please just talk about no motherfucking life, honey. Because... I'll just go leave it there. Just listening.
Okay. Well, thank you, Vengeance. Well, I know the Baltimore Bottom Ball, we give out all our money, and it's never late. Private call.
You ain't tricking if you got it.
Yes, Granny.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I got a question.
Okay.
Now, this new route, let me see what I want to call it. This new movement that's increase the peace and decrease the violence. Is this a new secret society for people really posting ads?
Well, Granny, it's no shade, no lie, Granny. I'm starting to think the same thing because I still don't understand why do you have to get naked to promote Stop the Violence.
Yeah, I think that's naked. So they won't
talk
to things, you know.
No. Wait a minute, Granny. In Caesar's defense, I did ask him personally in the official boardroom group why he would be promoting people who are violent on the posters. Caesar responded. He only made the
campaign, Stop the Violence and Increase the Talent or whatever, he didn't make none of those people on those posters. That was just him putting the poster
out there. Hell yeah, I ain't trying to hear that shit. That's something. That's what I'm saying. It's Tiffany Big Ass still up on here.
Oh.
What you know, Granny?
You know, since you always be trying to throw shade towards my way, your pig knuckle-eating ass.
Granny.
You know, can goddamn well your shadow block scrapping. That's why that damn picture was blaring.
Scrapping.
Put some lotion on his skin.
What did I say, Granny?
Again.
Granny, say that again.
I said you know good and goddamn well that your shadow block looks scrappy. That's why the LA picture was black.
Okay.
Granny, I'm gonna let you be
yeah, baby.
Part to have respect for my elders, and seeing as how you old as Methuselah, I'm
oh,
gonna let
shit.
You back there go ahead and make it, baby.
Again,
you got it tonight.
You in my generation, cut the shit down. But you know, Granny still loves you. I just had to throw that out there, whatever. I ain't trying to
love you,
still
too,
with
Granny,
your dumb ass.
Okay.
Okay, so Vengeance, this just came to my inbox, Vengeance, the call. Somebody in my inbox said to tell the Ohio person that the Ohio balls are late and India's even later. We're not going to get a battle back and forth because Vengeance is on the line, so call inbox person.
Yeah, no shade, and I just got a text, too, that says it's in no order, but Houston, Indianapolis, Connecticut, and Boston are late as shit.
And I got an inbox that said, girl, from Laura Spears saying, girl, tell that Indianapolis queen she has the nerves. Indianapolis has their balls in forms and drags come into the ball looking like they at the Kentucky Derby race.
Oh, my
Rah.
God. Mona, I'm going to fuck you up for that picture. Okay, we have another caller. 209-752.
Hey, Oakland in the building. What's up with you?
What's going on, Oakland?
Ooh, yes, this is town business, baby.
Oh, my God.
I mean, like, for real, God ain't got nothing to do with this because he can't save you. This is town business, baby. I'm a real girl. Oh, I'm a real girl. I'm a real girl.
I got
wow.
a
okay.
Oh, my God.
What is going on?
What
my chest
on
there must be a lot of inboxing going on.
No.
My friend Keisha Prepaid is here, though. I'm with my friend Keisha Prepaid.
Keisha Prepaid. I know that's right.
You might want to follow that and see what's up with it for a glory.
Wow.
That's that real business. You know what I mean? If you want to get some real business.
Okay, J-Rock, so she got the moan shot. Keisha Prepaid, honey.
Yeah, Keisha Prepaid. Ooh,
hit me in my inbox, but bitch, lifting these weights.
Okay, well, we're going to put you back on hold. Thank you, Carla.
Well, wait a minute, y'all, because hold on. Why y'all put her back on hold? What's she selling now?
Moan. She ain't got nothing for you.
Oh,
private
she
Carla,
was,
you're on the air.
I had a question, but when I just heard Keisha Prepaid, I fell out. I just got questions.
Okay.
Okay. When is FIFA, do y'all know if FIFA is legendary, and what category do he walk in?
Enrique, you're older than most of us on this phone. You can answer that question.
Tim, you're not that far. What's the question, Tim?
The question is Caesar legendary from Barbara Throwback? What category did he walk in? What is he legendary for?
I think Caesar's contribution is what he's kind of giving back to the ballroom scene. It's not so much what he walked, what he contributed, because he did put a lot of people's moments and events and stuff online so everybody could have it for their own, as well as his pictures. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's what he's done for the ballroom much more so than what he wants.
So he is legendary?
Well, I don't know if they called him legendary, have they? Probably so. I mean, he's traveled state to state. I mean, you can go far as back. He even got old ballroom tapes and put them online for a lot of people who wanted to see it and stuff like that. So I don't know if they called him that or not.
Caesar, if you're listening, come on and give us your bio.
He don't do fancy stuff.
He ain't supposed to carry with that kind of stuff, but Mona must be stopped. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Mona is trying. She was trying
okay,
to
Okay,
we're going to
put you back on her. Okay. 209-752, you're back.
Did y'all see the full performance?
What's going on? This is Keisha Prepay. What's up?
Hey, Keisha Prepay.
What's going on?
Oh, shit.
I have all the new for your latest prepaid wireless devices. What's that?
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to need that new iPhone. You got the iPhone?
Bitch,
oh,
I cannot breathe.
Why is Mona doing this?
What is she doing? I left my other phone at home.
Bitch, she told my Alexa's getting her pants.
Okay. Well, we're going to put you back in queue, Keisha Prepay.
Not Keisha Prepay.
Hold on, because I might want to do a sting or something. I might need a disposable phone.
Chill. I'm about to fuck all y'all up.
Oh, my God.
And
oh,
to answer your question, to answer the question of the private caller, no, Caesar is not legend. He's never been deemed legend or legendary. He's just a ballroom promoter, basically, and he just videotapes the balls and stuff. So he has not been given a status. He's just ballroom throwback Caesar.
Bitch, she's
you
been
know
around
what?
Forever, honey. She been. It's,
there's
I mean,
no shade.
I mean,
that's
Caesar has been around forever. No shade. Like,
it's no
he
shade.
Really
right?
Has
everybody
been
wants
around in ballroom forever.
Right. That's what I'm saying. My thing is, everybody want to throw around all these legends and legendary. But my thing is, if you're a legend, what have you done legendary? Really, a lot of people wouldn't be known, and ballroom would have not spread as much as it did had it not been for that for his company. So, I feel like that. You know, gave a good part to the ballroom. I mean, shit.
Okay, I have a statement to read from Vengeance, but Vengeance could press one and he could come back on and say it himself if he wants
Who
to.
Who is Vengeance?
But Vengeance is saying, it is late because we will chop scary bitches, won't support our region. We late because we never get tens in Ohio or Indiana. These knots are too funny and ask Miss Lady Spears to tell the bitch to get life because all she do is fake books. Facebook thug behind a fake page, fucking imposter. So Laura Vengeance is coming for you, girl. He wants your head.
I think every state is starting to get a little bit more life. No shade.
J-Rock, what the hell are you talking
he
about?
He laughing at fucking Mona because she's
trying to kill me.
Mona's
trying to kill me.
Oh.
See, the thing about it, I'm going to let y'all know about Mona. If I don't say anything to Mona, she start cussing me out, fuck you, all this stuff, bitch fuck. And then when I finally say, hey, she go, like I say, what happened? She'll be like, oh, hey. So now she's trying to kill me with all these goddamn pictures. And every time I go back to this bitch lifting these weights, I find out. So I stopped scrolling down because every time I try to see something in the official ballroom, I see that picture and I fall out because that is so funny to me.
No, you got to see the video she posted of the girl singing and eating fried chicken.
Oh, my
did
God.
Did you just see the floor performance?
Yes, I did.
Y'all are stupid.
And bitch, did y'all see they said they found Divine's energy drink called Trainee Honey? Bitch, this
what?
Is actually
hold
a
on,
transmission. Bitch, I'm supposed to tag you in this. And Divine put on their yawns. But bitch, when I seen it, I was like, yes.
You got to live for Divine. It's the fucking king.
Hey, wait, hold up. It's been a whole week.
Wait, is that Christian Drake?
What?
Why
that
did that look like
not
little,
be Chris and Drag.
Why did that look like the little black boy from the Cleveland show with a wig on?
Now, that look like that little fat boy from that movie. What's the movie? Nutty Professor.
Y'all are going to leave fat people alone, because fat people need love, too.
I ain't talking about fat people. I used to be fat, no man.
Can't discriminate like that.
No, I wouldn't. Oh, my God. This girl is huge, though.
Okay. So do we have any little guests? We don't have any more callers right now. So do y'all want to play that game RJ had started? We can play that game, callers. We started a game, and we were playing it earlier.
Oops. Oh, shit.
Oh, breaking news.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this breaking news report.
As of this evening, Danny Khan, Papperton Khan,
who is that breathing like that?
Oh my God!
I heard Mother. I heard Africa Khan and Janie Khan, and then Mother got quiet.
Papperton Khan and Danny Khan.
Oh, Mother, what's the rest?
Oh, hello.
Yes, Mother.
Oh, bloody, you know. Okay, breaking fucking news. As of this evening, Danny Khan, Papperton Khan, Dayton Ebony, and Sir Ebony are now on the New York City New Jersey ban list. No balls, major balls, mini balls, kiki balls, nights, bamboos, hat balls, parties, or clubs for 2 months. Now let's see how this goes. And, yeah. Hello.
Danny Khan, Papperton Khan. Who else?
Jaden Ebony and Sincere Ebony.
Well, the Ebony already made. Well, the Ebony child already made it clear that he didn't hear.
I guess they were fighting at the Rumble. So wait, the girls are, you know, banned the next day for fighting at, you know, one of Jack's balls.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because Jack had a big to do about that because they ended the ball. He canceled the. I think he canceled their Rumble, right?
Or no,
that.
He's still in the Rumble.
Night.
He canceled
night.
No, not for a Rumble. Don't know. It was Major Balls too.
That's
okay.
What I said, London. I just didn't get the whole point of the girls going completely fucking haywire for the past 8 to 9 months, and now all of a sudden, since this event occurred, it's just like, boom.
I completely agree. There was bigger fights in garage, and you know, they have fights in garages, thrown chairs. They were, you know, in parking lots with helicopters.
The child in LA was beat with a chain and fucking locks, bitch, in a parking lot.
So you know, I want to see how these go. You four guys, you know, try your best. You know, this is your chance. You know, stay away from the ballroom. You can do anything you want. It doesn't have to be queen related.
Wow. Well, let's see if they stick to it. That's the most important thing now.
Well, he already made it clear on Bob and Brobeck's video that he didn't care about no fucking ban list. He was going to go through the ball. He will fight a legend, a statement, a star, or icon. He doesn't give a
who
fuck who it is.
Right.
Who said that?
I don't know the child name.
Papperton said that?
Whoever the one that gave the child the two black eyes is the one that said he'll fight a legend, a statement, or a star, or icon. He don't give a fuck who it is.
See,
wow.
Jaden is the one. Jaden is the one that said that on the videotape that he doesn't give a damn about a ban list. If you pop off, he's going to pop off too because he does not care who you are, what you are, or where you are. When he want to fight,
he
want to fight.
He basically kept saying, Faggot was talking shit, something like that, or saying something on Facebook.
That's why I'm confused. We're talking about the shenanigans and Shamrock tape, right?
Oh, that was a McDonald's. I kept trying to figure out where they were. That was a McDonald's. Oh, okay.
Basically, they're banned, and let's see how it goes. So, girls, don't fight at Jack's ball. You get banned the next day.
So I guess
that
worked.
Did you do Enrique?
No, I said I guess that I guess they meant business. I guess the meeting went well then.
Private caller.
Right. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Yes,
okay.
I have a question for Ruben Studdard's twin brother, Ellie Mizrahi.
Sweetie, did you have to do
this? Why did you call in from a black number to talk about Kelly?
Right, and she built her
sandwiches, too?
She said it.
Do I what?
He sounds like he eats sandwiches also.
Okay, 209-752.
Yes, I just have a quick question. This is Keisha Prepay. I believe you guys have a caller in queue with a 216-773 number. Can you bring her on? Her name is Head Doctor. I want to wipe this show up tonight.
Okay, what's the number?
It should be 216-773-something.
Okay, Switchboard, if there's a 2, whatever that number is, can you bring them on? Oh, she's on.
Yes, Ms. Head Doctor, are you there, honey?
Hold on, let me write my plan. Hold on.
Oh, no.
I'm here. What's up? Miss Head
Doctor, what's up?
What's up? Hold on. I got something to say first because, this is out of lots to say, because, you know, I'm from Ohio, okay? I don't live in Ohio no more. I'm a Cali girl now. But, hi. Ohio gives real fitness balls sometimes, okay? It's just the late girls that come there and make it look a fool. So, you know, if you stop inviting late girls to your balls, then therefore you might have a better ball in those other cities that have something to say about Ohio. I'm just saying.
But, sweetie, you're from Ohio. You left your city. You can't take
it. That's what I said. I said they have good balls. It's just late girls that come to it that make it look late.
And I mean, let's just be for real. They just don't have late girls that come to it. They have late girls that are parents in Ohio.
So you said they got late parents in Ohio?
Yeah, who are the late parents? Who are the late
parents? Oh, yes. Oh, yes, they do.
Okay.
Well, I know late parents in Miami. I know late parents in North Carolina. I know late parents everywhere. So you can't just say
but
Ohio.
They're really late in Ohio.
Okay, well,
they're
start
really
naming some of the late parents.
Yeah, no, where does the late people come from? Do they come from other states or are they inside of Ohio?
Apparently, because they ain't the ones that's giving Ohio their life. Apparently, they come from other states. I'm just saying.
Like where? Name one, yeah.
The girls from North Carolina, they have something to say. I mean, if the girl from Miami, I mean, what?
Who is the what?
Keisha Prepaid has something to say to Martha Green Dot.
A Green Dot? I don't use those girls. I use credit cards.
Oh, shit.
Well, I'm just saying, Keisha Prepaid says
no, they're not, baby. I have a 9-to-5. I gave the ballroom life up 2 years ago, baby. I told you I moved to California to keep my life together. I'm done.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
You gave your life to God.
I'm just saying. Yes, I am. I go to church every Sunday.
She moved to Cali to use those credit cards.
No, she does. I've never done that a day in my life.
Oh, my God. Are you the girl
in the church? I got my life together. Now, unfortunately, you did that. That's unfortunately for you, but I've never done that, okay? You can't say I've done something, okay? I'm just saying.
Are you the girl in the church from the furniture store?
Wait a minute, let's wake this up right quick. 216-773, check your text messages and name that parent. Let's start naming that parent.
Oh, Mother Redline is very late girl because she goes to other states and do late things. I mean, Vonna girl, you real late. She's late.
Oh.
Oh, Lord, y'all about to get those.
So Mother Redline is one. Who's the other parent? Who's the other parent?
Somebody hold this table.
Bitch, let me move the furniture, honey.
He's been shaking the table.
Okay, so Mother Revlon is one because they have many mothers. Can you come up with a name, or are you just going to leave it at Mother Revlon?
No, she said Vonna.
Oh, Vonna.
First of all, I wasn't the one that said that. That was Keisha Prepay.
Keisha, can you text her again? Or is that fucking? Is that gonna fuck with your texts? Your prepay texts.
You don't want to fuck with that, honey. You'll be shut down the day after.
So who's the other parents? Who's the other late parents?
Right.
I'm pretty sure y'all know some late parents out there.
I've never been to Ohio.
I mean, we all don't live in Ohio, so we can't, you know.
Right. We can't really judge on Ohio.
I didn't even know
black
people
were in
Ohio.
I said there's late parents in all states, not just Ohio.
Okay.
Okay, but we're going to put y'all back on hold
because
y'all ain't making it
hot. Yeah, she's done waking. Yeah, she's done.
I just went to sleep.
Well, Ivana, if you're listening, do you want a rebuttal? So I'm thinking that, no, you just stay in your corner, girl, because we don't need the massacre on the floor. Never mind this. I'm sorry.
There's no
I'm
need
sorry.
To rebuttal. She was just scared to say she was one of the late girls that go to Ohio now.
Oh, wow.
You know, I tried to figure out a little game. It's called, it's not What's That Price, but it's something, what would you do it for? Like,
what would you do for a Klondike bar?
What would you do for a Klondike bar?
Who?
Not a Klondike bar.
I mean,
all right, so,
with the girls,
J-Rock. Would you, lick Janice's crack for some leather pants?
Oh, shit.
I'm talking about fab leather pants.
Now they're fab leather pants. They don't have to be no leather pants. I'm not doing no licking of no Johnny's ass.
You gotta do it just like that child did on that choo-choo train.
Do you guys get the game? You can use anything you want, like money, anything for money, like just the most randomest things for money or something else. You know, a prepaid phone, yeah.
What would you do for a prepaid phone?
But yeah, callers, I hope you get it.
Would you use that
sunny
card for a prepaid?
I got a question.
Yeah.
Would y'all lick red boots for $1 million?
Fuck no.
For $1 million? Y'all motherfucking lying. Yes.
Bitch, I would fuck the shit out them red boots.
Yeah, for $1 million.
I said y'all lick the fuck out them boots. Don't mean everybody else would.
Let me tell you something. Your ass is going to be licking that boot, too, for that $1 million.
The hell of a motherfucker, yeah,
I know
bitch.
Who had the boot on. Yeah, I would lick a red boot that ain't never been worn before, but not them red boots. You out your motherfucking mind.
Well, then,
I am licking them boots like I own them boots.
I would lay up in bed with Tiffany butt-ass naked before I lick them red boots.
Honey,
not $4 million.
I would lick the shit out of those boots.
$4 million?
Wow.
You riding with me. Don't be using my money. Don't do nothing, cause I'm licking those boots, baby.
Okay.
Who's the master? Show enough.
Wow. Y'all don't know how many streets, alleys, highways, and byways them boots have been on, and y'all
bitch,
talking
let me
about
that. I wouldn't give a fuck if them boots hanging off the motherfucking pole off of electricity pole, bitch, for like 8 months. For $1 million, bitch, I am going to lick that motherfucking boot like I own it, and I'm hungry.
And $1 million ain't even shit now. $1 million
I don't give a damn.
Shit now.
What I got, and I'm going to gargle my mouth with fucking peroxide if I get
this. That you bought with your $1 million, right?
No,
that you bought.
You guys, so, would any of you guys eat anything live for
$2,500? Hell no.
Yeah. Did you say eat anything live?
Shit, I make more than that.
Yeah, like a chicken or a rabbit.
$2,500?
No.
Hell no.
I would never
like
say that.
Or London,
or I thought
like
you were gonna say like a
or
worm
like
an or an ant or something. I would eat a worm or an ant.
No.
That's
protein.
Let me say
that's
the same thing I was gonna say.
I would lose on Fear Factor because I ain't doing shit.
I would love Fear Factor. I've been trying to get on there forever. Them people be scared. But, bitch, I eat that. I don't give a shit. Give me my money.
Yeah, I'm not doing any of that. It's dangerous. No.
I've always felt like this. Now, before I went to the military, I would say, hell no. But I always felt like this. What if what if, which we don't, but what if I just ended up in a situation, am I going to die or am I going to survive? Bitch, I'll go on Survivor. Right?
No. And on Fear Factor, you end up, am I going to die or am I going to end up eating cowballs? Which one?
I'm going to eat them cowballs.
No, not that you said it like that. Not that you said it like that.
Balls, yes, them cowballs.
You just like eating balls.
Lord.
We eat balls for free, might as well win.
I don't eat no damn balls.
Okay, wait a minute. What kind of balls are we talking about?
What was the other game you guys were playing?
What was RJ's game?
RJ's game was, what is it about ballroom girls that irk you the most or that really, like, grind your gears? What is it about ballroom girls that you think is, like, truly late or something about, not ballroom girls, just ballroom period. What about ballroom that you think is really late or, you know, grind your gears?
Girls trying to have for a 10.
Not washing their hair. I hate drags that don't wash their hair. It smells like musty fucking Burger King.
I hate the girls that don't wash their top.
I just hate the political aspect of this current ballroom going on.
I hate girls who ride on other girls' coattails to get life.
Yeah, I have to agree with, what's the name? I mean, damn, not what's the name. With London, I do hate the politics that's going on in this ballroom. I think that's kind of ruining for a lot of people.
And I hate the drugs on the floor. Take it back to the bathroom, girl.
Right. Speaking of drugs, I hate the girls that try to be Kiki's best friends with you so they can snort up your shit good and they don't really use you, girl. They just want to be nice for the drugs, honey. That's what I'm tired of. Buy your own sack, bitches. Don't get high on my own supply. I'm tired of you hoes.
The self-destruction video is
Tiffany,
up in the chat room.
Who don't do that, honey? They all do that. They all broke junkies.
Wow.
And I'm sick of them. This is 2013. It's a new year, bitches. Buy your own goddamn shit.
Oh, shit. She's still angry about the bitches using her shit.
No, I'm
just
playing, y'all.
This is a protest. No.
I'm sorry. I'm just playing.
What grinds my gears about ballroom girls, about the ballroom period, is that they allow these fights to keep going on and then try to act like they're trying to increase some peace so they want it to stop and yet they're feeding off of it. That really irks me.
Okay. This one just came to my inbox. I hate the butch queens who have boyfriends but always cheating on them with their house members. Ooh,
oh, my God.
That's,
that's
a
true.
Good one.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Mona, oh my God, come up.
That's true.
Mona, you know what? Okay, I'm going to leave that one alone. So you didn't get tagged in that.
Oh my God, no, Mona did not do. I'm going to fuck Mona up.
They play
I can't see what Mona posted. So
child,
like,
you
I
don't
want to
see Mona.
You don't
want to
see this.
Raise the talent,
raise
stop
the talent,
the violence.
Stop the violence.
Is that right? What she do?
It's a naked picture of a trans girl.
Right next to the damn promotion.
Lord. I love
I'm
Mona.
I fucking hate her. She makes
my
me
friend
sick.
Of me.
But why does Mona have to go back to the chambers for this one?
I mean, I'm just, I don't know.
That was a little Latin boy in drag.
I just like promoting.
So are we gonna watch the self-destruction video?
What self-destruction video?
It's up in
this
official
like
ballroom.
This is like the 2018, but this is like
wait
the
a
new Miss
Melody. Why, Enrique? Why is Sharon Stone at you?
Why is Enrique always breathing like a hundred thousand pound fish, not eating the phone?
Y'all gonna stop with that shit again. I have my phone on mute half the time. Y'all are trying it.
Sharon Stone in the chat.
Sharon Stone.
I know, but y'all started that bullshit, bitches.
We didn't start
nothing. I'm just saying.
Wait a minute, brother. Why you keep calling it the self-destruction
Self-destruction.
You had it for
self-destruction.
Yes.
Self-destruction.
So is this video giving Queen Latifah UINITY?
Yes.
Who made the video, y'all?
No, but Mark, can you explain what's going on about this video?
This
campaign.
This video seems to look like Lil Kevin, Man Prodigy, Uncle Mike Ebony, Eric Beckham Milan, Luna Khan, Kelly. I don't know who else I can see in the video. Caesar. I guess they're all outside of whatever it is that they, you know, whatever meeting that they had tonight. And they're talking. I really can't hear it because I'm, you know, don't want to be rude on the show. But as I'm looking at it, did I see James Caan? I'm not really sure. But I'm looking at the video, and it looks like that they're talking about, you know, the stuff that went on, you know, about the ball and whatever they did or whatever. I'm not listening because I can't see. But as I'm looking at the video, this is what it looks like they're giving.
So is it kind of like? Is it kind of like the video? Remember that?
So they're doing a 60-day ban
in the park.
Huh.
You remember the video Stuart Ebony put up? They was in a park, like, to do the right thing. Like,
you mean, like, you mean,
no,
you
this
mean,
is, this
school
is
days.
More of a, this is more of an intimate thing. Like, you could tell that these people are the ones that met up. You know what I mean? Like, these are the ones that meeting at BBQ's, Dallas BBQ's, they were talking about. You can tell that these are probably the people that was there, and either Ballroom Throwbacks was there or he was taping it, and they're now filming it outside, either before they went in or after they came out.
Yeah, I think they're saying that they're, people are banned for like 60 days.
Oh, yeah,
days.
I see Omari Mizrahi.
Yeah, there's a lot of them there.
Yeah, it's quite a few people here. I mean, to be
right.
Having BBQs, no shade. I mean, I wouldn't, you know.
I'm trying to see it, but do they say who's banned? Do they make the result as of?
Well, like I said, Linda,
I guess you
got to
watch the video.
If you want, it's 3 minutes and 4 seconds. I'll put myself on mute and listen to it and then come back.
It's not that serious.
I'm mad I didn't get invited to be in the self-destruction video.
Bitch, if you say that one more time, I'm throwing this phone and I'm not coming back.
Can I get a self-destruction t-shirt? Can we get t-shirts made? I'm going to wear them at the next ball. Down with hope and up with dope. I mean, I'm
all right, so what do y'all think this is going to mean? I mean, it is no shade. What do y'all think this is going to mean? And my house is included, so I have to ask the question. What do y'all think it's going to mean for Ebony and Khan? Do y'all think that they're going to black out? Do you think that they're going to, you know, go behind their members and say fuck the balls or whatever? Or you think they're going to pay it and let them be banned?
Child, them four people going to be at the
I mean, after, they're probably going to follow it because of their house parents, but then after a couple of, you know, probably a week or so, they're
going
to...
Maybe you had your phone on mute. What's going on?
Enrique, we can hear you.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Enrique, are you being freaky over there?
He's muted.
Honey, thank God, just like we can hear him when he breathes hard.
Now, what were you saying, Mother?
You know, child, I done forgot.
Oh,
Sunday, no shade, though. I've been missing you. Like, where you been? You been fighting immigration, girl? What's going on?
Oh, shit.
No, you know, today this girl had the hair of a penguin.
Damn. I ain't even no penguin.
Can I be heard?
Yeah, you're heard now.
Okay, sorry about that.
Something about you charge $5.
Oh, I was saying maybe, you know, the four people who's banned, maybe, you know, a week from now they'll start to forget and go to, you know, different parties and being invited in different, you know, clubs and stuff.
Maybe you should have somebody on the phone. Like, how do they plan on enforcing that? Just out of curiosity.
I mean, let me tell you something. I skimmed Eric Beckham's, I don't know if somebody put it in the official Ballroom group from his page or whatever, but I skimmed the story, and it looks like that they're going to be sending out pictures to different establishments and, you know, scans of IDs and all this other stuff to make sure that these people don't get into these establishments. I mean, from skimming that little bit of what I read, that was a part of what they were trying to do.
Oh.
Okay.
Mona said there was a whole bunch of fat bitches in that video. If she threw a bucket of chicken, they would have all been on a bank. Oh, shit.
Oh. But why does the Red Boots have this own Facebook?
These boots was made for walking, and that's just what they'll do.
London, Laura said, would you tongue kiss Selvin and then suck Alvernian's toes for $1 million? Mm.
Sweetie, I will only do one thing, no. No deal. I mean, you know, Alvernian's toes, you know, I mean, she said suck them.
Yeah.
Only one toe?
No, she said all of them.
His foot, Alvernian's foot.
Yeah, his whole, all of his toes, and then you would have to kiss Sel.
Oh. No, Selvin is out the question. He was out. A long time ago. But, yeah, definitely.
Ew.
I would go straight to the dentist right after. With my million in the bank.
London, I don't know. After
as Aretha Franklin was saying, ain't no way.
Girls, do not ask
ain't
me
no way.
No, Tiffany, you know, I've been, you know, working on hair, doing hair. I should post some of my stuff.
You got some weave coming out, mother?
Yeah, I'm doing a weave show, the only white bitch.
So what do y'all think about that ball in California that they kept trying to say was the racist ball? How did you feel about that ball, mother?
Is that where they were hanging the girls?
Shit.
Why were they saying it was a racist ball? I'm confused about that.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to know too, Enrique.
I don't know. You read the post. You were in that room. You read the post that some of those people were upset that they felt like that was the white society had to throw their ball and was going to try to change it and all of that because they didn't see
the
black.
Well, I'm saying,
all
right, can I ask you a question? How is it racist and we saw the clips
that's
of arguing clearly it's black?
And they were having fun. Was it racist because they was having fun and not throwing chants at each other or something like that?
Right, and I saw a black guy up there for real minutes with two other white guys. So where was the racism?
I wasn't there. I was doing a play, so I wasn't at that ball. I was doing a play.
And the house that threw it has black members that threw it.
Yeah, Kevin Arias is black. That's the founder of the house.
Yeah, it was just probably some girls that felt a certain type of way and really, you know, threw the
they felt some kind of way because their white boys were different better than them. Because
they weren't
invited.
Their performance was better than these hoes. Can somebody read Brooklyn's, I'm not reading that.
You know, Jason, since you're light-skinned, this one is for you.
Mm-hmm.
Would you fight with a knife in the dark with Man Prodigy for some red boots?
Would I do what?
Would you fight in the dark with Man Prodigy for some red boots?
Would I fight in the dark with Man Prodigy for some red boots?
You know, that's dangerous because you can't see her, so.
But I want a nice pair of red Wonder Woman boots, so I probably would try that fight. With a flashlight in my pocket.
Lovely.
Bitch.
Who is that making all that noise?
Oh no, sir. They said the promoter, they said the organizer of that ball. Wait, who's that spitting up cum like that?
Oh, shit.
Oh my God. What?
The promoter of that racist ball is a cameraman for bareback white porn.
Oh my God.
That is not no racist ball. Why y'all keep?
No, but wait, what is this? Is this a cat or a dog with this red wig on? Why?
That's a cat.
Where?
If one is a cat, one is a dog.
Listen, wow. Stupid.
Y'all better leave that woman alone.
No, wait a minute.
I'm
first of all, I love her, so I'm not reading at all. It's the bitch, it's the key. I don't give a fuck who it is. This bitch is with me to be a key.
That's one of them Chinese naked cats, them skinless cats.
No, you know, with the bang up high like that, she's definitely giving you Ashley.
Oh shit. That cat got an attitude.
Mona is trying the fuck out of her question, bitch. She's trying it.
I am going to fuck that cat
That cat is fucking chewing it. I'm sorry.
You know
Mona
what?
Is trying
okay,
it.
Mona, I'm not a scary bitch. Okay, it said, would you let Selvin tell you a deep story with a lot of S's and T's, one inch from your face for an hour and a half for 3 hours, saying, let me tell you something for 1 minute.
As long as I can wear goggles, down.
And I didn't want to tell her, so she called me a punk. Then told my J-Rock being a punk because he fed her chicken.
Yeah, y'all can get right into it, too. That's how she got your dog.
That's how she got it. True that. Can you wear J-Rock, ask her, can you wear goggles? Can you wear goggles?
No, they said, can you wear goggles?
Bitch, no. Y'all's not going to pay. Y'all are not going to pay this fucking cat.
Mona said, no, you can't. You
that's
gotta get,
cat
you gotta get pink
eyes.
So what is this? Would you let Selvin tell you a deep story with a lot of S's and T's, 1 inch from your face for an hour and a half, for an hour and a half and 3 hours? Or you what?
Man, let me tell you something.
For $1 million.
Saying, let me tell you something for $1 million.
And you can't wear goggles.
No, they can have it because I would still have my million from the other one, so I'll be good. I'll be good.
And you can't protect your nose. You can't, you know, protect your nose or anything.
Y'all are trying.
From the flooding, you know, the flooding.
Y'all are trying.
Y'all are fooling.
Y'all gonna leave Selvin alone.
But Jason, would you do it?
No, I would not.
Oh.
Bitch, she wouldn't even. She don't even want to lick a boot for $1 million. You think she really gonna go?
Yeah, she's lame. But she gonna be trying to
get out of here. Why y'all bitches is in the hospital? Cause y'all don't know what the fuck is growing. Why y'all bitches is in the hospital? Cause y'all don't know what the fuck been growing in y'all mouth. From sucking on red boots and all that shit, I would be spending y'all motherfucking money.
Bitch, let me
y'all
tell you one
motherfucking
thing, okay?
Coma.
I will. Let me tell you something right now. I don't know about anybody.
No, let me
else
tell you. Ashley takes care of her boots. She washes her boots.
I wouldn't suck Lil Wayne dick for $1 million, so y'all can kiss my ass.
Oh, wait a minute. Now you're getting carried away.
And he looked like a walking germ. So if I wouldn't suck Lil Wayne dick for $1 million,
bitch,
I ain't doing none of that.
Bitch, let me tell you one motherfucking thing. I will go into my job, bitches. This will be the only time I stole at my job. I will go into my job, bitch, and I will grab one of the nurses' key and go into them Texas, bitch. I will grab the only bottle of antibiotics, bitch, with a syringe. Y'all will gag. You think I would really? I am getting that $1 million, bitch. I'm not kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Hold up. Mona wants me to clarify her statement. She said the deep story is for an hour and a half. It's an additional 3 hours while he's screaming at you, saying, let me tell you something.
Oh.
For 3 hours, though, Mona? That's ridiculous.
I mean, we will have to set a deal where I get the money after an hour.
I need the money up front. No cashier's check. Cash.
Oh, so cashier's check is not gonna work for you, brother?
Fuck no, I ain't taking no check from a faggot.
Would you get slapped in the face with? I'm not supposed to do that.
No, Enrique, would you let Marco pee in your mouth for $500?
Oh,
no, thank you.
Not even a million.
No, thank you. No.
No, go ahead. You're going to lick some boots. You might as well do that, too.
Not just going to lick some boots.
No, thank you. I'm good. Just have all that.
Bitch, I just got a key. That was funny. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So,
okay, I got a question.
What happened to Tiffany?
J-Rock. J-Rock,
right, Tiffany.
Would you let Marcus punch you in the face for $100?
Would I let Marcus punch me in the face for $100?
Yeah.
But I think $100 is already a punch in the face, so two punches.
Are you serious? Bitch, I can take a lick before $100?
Yeah.
No, listen. She said any amount. You could change it to any amount. It could be anything. So that's why I changed it to
$100.
I would let her punch me in my face for some receivings. No, his next ball is going to be a flap. Oh,
ooh.
God.
Bitch, I can take a lick. I ain't no shade.
No, but Tiffany.
Tiffany.
Does she fall off to sleep?
That sandwich must be good.
Oops. Somebody said, I guess that sandwich must be good. Oh, my God.
Tiffany, do you have the itis? Niggeritis?
Oh, my God. Ashley Boots, the maid of Raise the Town and Stop the Violence.
Bitch, you are late. That's what I said.
No. Ashley, come get your boots off the internet.
I'm going to tell y'all one thing. When Ashley see y'all, she going to slap every last one of y'all.
She ain't going to do nothing to me because I ain't done nothing to that lady.
You know,
I'm not going to nobody's ball, so it don't matter.
I can
Mona, why you, Mona, why you always tagging me?
Boot.
Why you always tagging me, Mona? There's a difference between shade and mess. Okay.
Oh my God. Ew. Okay. Mona said, "Would you lick Kelly's tuck after she did LSS for $1 million, J-Rock?"
Oh shoot.
No, she was telling me to say that. She wasn't asking me the question.
That ain't what she's saying, and she's asking you the question. She wasn't telling you to say that.
First of all, no.
Oh, wait a minute. I just got a message from Rodney London. He said, do not talk about Marcus Ball will be late because it will be with him in Chicago on July 6th at Chicago Pride. So don't do it.
Oh, yeah.
That means it's going to be even later.
You know, oh, sorry, Rodney.
Now that's when you fuck it up and say, it's going to be real late. Love you, Rodney.
Love you, Dan. Yeah, but definitely, yeah, I would still not do it for the receivings.
That's what
Maya
you're
talking about? What is Can Kill It Febe?
I just got an inbox that said, would you lick the black part of Alexis' elbows, neck, or cheek for $20,000?
I would.
No.
I sure would.
No.
No.
I mean, why are we doing a lot of things with our tongues? We can't replace it.
My tongue is very precious. No.
Child, fuck your tongue. That's $1 million.
Fuck your life, bitch. You go ahead. You lick Ashley Booth. You suck Johnny's meat. Let me see what else you can do for $1 million.
Wait. Where did that come in?
That's part of the $1 million. You got to lick the bottom of Ashley Boots, from the bottom to the top. You got to let Johnny slap you around in your face with her dick. You got to come on her balls. You got to kiss.
Hello?
You got to kiss Vicky Gotti, and you got to listen to Salvin say "Seesaw by the Seashore."
I hate you
for $1 million motherfucking dollars, bitch.
Then, if you ever wanted to be on Survivor, wait.
Then you gotta stand in a closet for 5 minutes with one of Naima farts.
So Mark.
Yes, London.
Would you allow Naima's foot long inside you for an ounce of weed?
Ooh,
hell, motherfucking no. Bitch, let me tell you something. I'll be done bought like 5 ounces before I
So what if you just had 6 bricks?
Right.
Bitch, no.
What if the police came up to you and said, you know, I'll give you a package if you just get her for us and just take it?
If you just do what?
What if they just gave you the keys to the drug room at the police station?
Right.
And then what would I have to do for the key?
You would have to just go and let Naima fuck you.
Oh,
no, ma'am.
Shit.
No.
So they can get her for ripping hoes across the nation.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Let me tell you something, London. It's just certain limits that I will not cross, bitch, and being with a femme queen is one of them.
Do you know
I love the girls, but I would never ever do anything with the femme queen for any amount of money.
I mean, you say she took the wig off. All she has is...
Oh, shit.
You're not going to come for Naima.
No. Where is she? I heard her last week, but...
She was on here last night.
Oh, really?
She doesn't really like the Tuesday night shows. She'd rather be Mondays than Wednesdays.
She didn't say she didn't like the Tuesday night show. Don't do that.
Okay, she said she didn't want to be on them.
She said she preferred not to be here.
Thank you.
She's taking care of her mother, and she doesn't want to be on the show. She really isn't on Monday night show either. She's really on Jasmine's show on Wednesdays. But she only comes on whenever she comes on the show. She comes on the show to talk about or to pick with Marcus. So let's not do that. Shout out to Naima for picking on Marcus.
Wait, no, y'all know she got a show, right?
So Naima, can you at least, you know, call in to say a topic or say hello?
No, y'all know she got a show on Sunday night. We could just come on her show if we want.
I missed her show. I was at the play on Sunday, so I don't know how her first show went.
She got
How did that go, Jason?
Oh, the play went nice. Enrique was taking his clothes off, stripping in the audience for dollars.
Oh, my God. There we go again.
That's what we heard.
Enrique, wait a minute. I paid $40 for that play, bitch. I missed that part.
Exactly. I missed it, too. And I'm in the play.
But
did y'all miss
out?
I know what you did miss, Enrique.
Hello?
What?
Am I on
mute? Hey, Tiffany, you back.
I've been saying I'm on mute for the longest.
Somebody just unmuted me finally.
And I have something for you. So, Tiffany, would you let Sandra Dior finger you for twenty minutes for $1 million?
Oh, shit.
You damn right. Yes, God. She got to put a condom on that finger, but she still can do it.
You know her middle finger got a big knuckle on it, though.
Well, I like it thick and long, so it's okay.
Speaking of
long, as long as she got a condom on it, she okay with me. Oh, J-Rock, you got to direct her to the gladium, what you call it, the gladium chloride?
Oh, yeah, as long as she has a, you know...
Well, you know, no shade. For real, though, no shade. It probably wouldn't even fit because, you know, after you get your snatch, it still takes about a good year
before you
open it up wide. So, you know, I'm still at the taking 6 inches. I can only really still get 6 inches up in there.
Oh, shit.
You know.
Oh, no, this one is so fierce. Would you let, you know, Tony Revlon chain you up
and play role play dominatrix with you for a house, 3 months paid rent.
Oh, shit.
Who's that for?
Everyone.
Hell no, bitch, it's only 3 months. I still got to pay after that. Hell.
You want to buy? Damn, you want to buy a house? Let's go.
S-S-S-N.
I still got to pay mortgage after that. Fuck that, bitch. Hey, you ain't paying for the whole thing? Hell no.
That's a
you know, I would find a way.
Track shit.
I would find a way. I would do it. You know, I would start an organization, you know, with all my bruises and stuff about battered women. I would definitely do it.
I wouldn't do it. Now, bitch, if you bought me a house,
I think that, they said too much.
Let me read this statement to y'all. Y'all tell me what y'all think. It says, some people are cute and fine in the club. After the club, not so much. Some people are sexy on Facebook, but in person, not so much. Some people can win a grand prize at a ball and be the highlight of the night, but once the makeup is off, not so much. There is a huge difference between being attractive demographically and being attractive universally. Some of y'all should think of that before y'all feel validated by 500 likes on Facebook, a date after the club, or a trophy from a ball.
We have a private caller.
Who's that from?
That was from my brother on Facebook.
Private caller.
I like how you... Hold up. Private caller, are you there?
Yeah.
Hello?
Private caller, can you hurry up? I have, I think it's breaking news.
Yeah. I was closing off over here.
You jerking off? What the fuck?
You're jerk.
I gotta go to work in the morning. But no, my question was just for Kelly again. I want to know, every time I see her, she has these expensive handbags on, but then she has on mediocre clothing.
Ooh.
What is that about?
I believe Kelly's dresses are custom made.
Yeah, she gets them from Lane Bryant.
Thank you. From Lane Bryant?
Not Caleb, Lord Jesus, I'm speaking of my baby. Kelly's stuff is not custom made. Kelly buys her stuff from the store. She's not that big. 18 is still, you can buy your clothes in the stores. Like, come on now, you could goddamn buy your clothes all the way up to a damn 28 in the stores. Like, let's not give Kelly too much, okay?
You know, when she goes to those little rumbles, you know, who wants to, you know, but Jody Mizrahi was robbed, tied up, and raped in St. Louis.
What? Oh, my God.
$1,500 cash stolen, MacBook stolen, manhood stolen.
Oh, Lord, that's not funny, Lord Jesus. Bless them. No, but
my question is this.
How do y'all think that situation just occurred? You think somebody just picked him up on the side of the road and pulled the Tom the Kill stunt, or do you think it was like a game?
I mean, it's happening nowadays where you pick someone up offline and you get beat up or something.
So what the hell happened?
Jody, sex siren Mizrahi, was robbed, beat up, raped, and tortured.
Oh my God, he was raped too?
Yeah.
A moment of silence.
You know,
Jody,
can you call in? I'm trying to post your picture. Yeah,
he did.
That's the same boy who had the YouTuber showing up with illegal check or whatever printers and shit talking about.
Oh.
That's the same one.
I'm going to post it in the tea party.
So somebody said that's been going on for a while in Kentucky for the last few months. That's been happening to a lot of people there. Oh, my Lord.
But what is the premise of it? Like, you know, like, okay, is it happening? Let's just be honest here. Is it happening to people that are escorting, or is it just happening
Kentucky.
You know, like, I mean, like, why is it our people or is it just random people? Because that, you know, that kind of asks a better question. Is it our people?
Are they targeting, ballroom individuals?
Yeah, like,
they're just picking random people.
or is it just a ballroom individual that's just, you know, out there like that?
It's kind of sounded like a setup. It kind of sounded like they might be escorting.
That's what I'm wondering. Like, you know, like, what is the target? Is it just, like, regular gay people? Do y'all see it happening more to ballroom? Is it Jody? Is it this one? Is it that one?
No, I think it's anybody that's in that lifestyle, honestly. I think it's anybody in that lifestyle because people know that it's illegal. They know you really can't call the police and say anything because they can pull up an ad and say, well, if you try to trick and bait me. Or they can even switch in a foot and say that you tried to rob them.
Okay, this just came into my inbox. Jody is an escort, so it was probably a client.
I would put it to you like this. If you get worked like that by somebody or a few people, somebody in that state or one of your girlfriends done worked you. They done told them to get you.
You got crazy people,
sis, but I mean, like, who knows the target, like, ballroom people to know that they'll have, like, MacBooks and money and all of this other shit? I mean, like, if he's a regular random person that just came in,
oh, my God, look at his face.
Listen, let me give you an example, okay? And we're going to just leave it. I don't even want to say the girl's name. A girl that we all know that walks balls, whatever, has an ad or whatever, and she was in Atlanta, and she, you know, they had an ad up at her real house. The girl came.
What the fuck is that?
Tiffany, are you on speakerphone? Because it's an echo or something. I don't know who that
that's
is.
That's not my echo. That's whoever's in the background. That's somebody else.
Oh, no. Can we meet that?
Which yeah, can you take care of that, please?
It's not me, because my TV ain't even on.
It's not me.
Thank you.
So I have the police report in the broken window.
Wow.
What are we looking at, honey? I need to be on Facebook.
The London Tea Party, the thing. I mean, so he was raped. Wow.
He was raped.
Well, there was some sort of
forced entry going on.
Wow. Why would you keep that? Here's my thing. If you're doing whatever you're doing, why would you keep that much money on you? Do people don't have bank accounts or something? And I'm sorry to sound ignorant, but I would think after I would
how
pop something.
How much money was it?
$1,500. I would think after
that's not
something
a lot
like that
of money,
happens.
Enrique?
Well, it's $1,500 a lot when you
dates.
Don't have
it. That's a couple of dates. He had a couple
yeah,
of dates.
Yeah, that's probably like three dates for him. You know what I mean? Like, he's probably one of those.
Yeah, but that's not a lot of money. So $1,500, I know $1,500 is a lot of money to some people. Maybe it's not to y'all, but I know to some people it's a lot of money.
I mean, $1,500, if you travel or go to a ball or something, you could spend $1,500 in 2 days. And not even 2 days, maybe one.
No, I understand what Enrique is saying as far as that, like, basically, why would you have that amount of cash? Even if you was working, you should have been putting your money in the bank. You know what I'm saying? Like, once you got to maybe $1,000, maybe why wouldn't you have deposited some of your cash, you know, into the bank and not just keep it in a hotel room on you, which kind of does make sense, you know? But basically, what I was trying to say is, you know, this one particular girl, you know, told my friend, oh, go downstairs, whatever, the date's coming. My friend said she was sitting on the steps of the girl's apartment for like a minute. She was thinking, damn, you know, what's taking the date so long, whatever. She said she just so happened to, like, walk, like, behind the apartment, and the date came down the stairs. He looked to see, like, if somebody was looking or whatever. He didn't see her, but he got in his car. He pulled off. She said so she went back in the house or whatever, and she was knocking on the door or whatever, and the door was, like, slightly ajar, and, like, the date had the girl, the other girl, and the dude. It was two girls, and it was the two, you know, femme queens and a dude in there tied up. He had basically, you know what I'm saying, was in there trying to rob them, had stole their shit. They wasn't trying to. Had stole their shit and had tied them all up and had pistol whipped kind of one of the girls looking for more money. Like, I know y'all got money. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it could be people that target ads that just want to, you know, do this stuff. Which is so scary. Like, that's why I feel bad for people who do that. Because, I mean, I would be just so scared for my life every time.
Well, I guess, and I was going to say, I guess doing it in groups, but I guess your story confirmed even in doing in groups is there's a risk for it. So it is kind of really sad.
Okay, this is the story. This is from the Desk of Laura Spears. The tea that apparently was given was Jody Blaze had an escort in St. Louis at his hotel. He called the escort to come over to double date with the client, and the client actually left before the boy got there, and Jody tried to cheat the boy out of his coin. The boy gave various cool and had with Jody while they was partying on Tina. A few hours later into the night, while the boy was yakking Jody, he tried to tie Jody up to the bed, turned him out, and gagged him by not letting him loose, and stole his MacBook and all his money.
Wow.
Wait a minute, I'm confused, because you said that Jody called the boy over here to have with a date, but the date wasn't there.
The date, apparently Jody got there late, so Jody and the boy had, and Jody tried to stiff the boy out of some coin. So the boy said, oh, I'll get you, and he did what he did.
So I also have his ad in St. Louis.
Okay, so basically, allegedly, he tried to work the date, and he got work.
Right.
No. We tried to work the date, or did he try to work
the
other child? He tried to work the other escort.
Right.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was.
And it was the other escort who raped him, beat him, and robbed him.
Wow. Now that's some shit.
Okay, so they were team escorts, or this was just another escort?
He was supposed to. I guess they're going to try to have a date together, and I guess they say Jody Blaze got greedy, had the date, and when the other person escort came, the date left. He was trying to keep the cash. The boy was like, "Okay, let's up get high." I guess after that, he tied it up, took the booty. I couldn't fuck the date. I'm gonna fuck you, and took her cash and her computer.
Oh, word.
Because then that would kind of be right. Like, if you had a two-boy special, you know, you probably got about, you know, yeah, that's probably why he had about $1,500.
And Enrique, to answer your question about banks, a lot of them do not put money in the bank because after it gets to a certain number, you have to, the bank will start to ask questions about where is all this money coming from.
Well, the bank.
If you don't have like direct deposit and all that stuff, and all of a sudden you just have all this money coming into your account at a certain point, the bank has.
But that's
to
not up to $10,000.
Well, I mean, but you know what? That's really not true.
Up to $10,000.
They got rush cards
and everything that lets you hold.
The rush card lets you hold up to $10,000. So I mean, I don't understand why you know any bank would be questioning when you can go and get a prepaid card.
Oh, okay.
Right, but no, if you do have more than $10,000 like that, that's when they start like you know.
Yeah,
well,
that's the IRS though. That's the IRS.
No, that's banks too. But banks do have to report that. If you have a steady income, but see, there's a way of going around that. If you have steady money coming in there, you know, throughout the years, and not having all of a sudden this obscene amount of money coming in with a certain period of time. There's ways of getting around that. That's why a lot of people that's in the pharmaceutical business kind of get away with it. That's the reason why a lot of people in the pharmaceutical business gets busted. You know what I'm saying? There's a way of doing that. There's a way of working the system either way.
I know. It's definitely
you can go open, like, a little small account and
you can
just
open
tell
up,
them that
you can open
some
up
money
three
in.
Accounts. You can open up three accounts in three different places and hold up to $2,500 without any questions.
Right.
You can open an account online and somebody tell me, are we serious? Like, come on, you can open up an account.
Yeah, I mean, it's just
with computer. You ain't even got to go in no bank.
In a nutshell, he could have did something more than have $1,500 on him.
So I guess we're saying all, for those who are in that line of business, be more careful with your cash. I guess that's what we're trying to say. You know what I'm saying? Just be careful because not only will the dates get you, but it's either other escorts will get you as well.
Well, I mean,
no more tucking your money in your bras, boys.
If you sit there, I mean, no shade, let's just get into Laura Spears' story. If you sit there and you work the girl for the date, of course she's going to want her change. So
okay.
You work the escort and she worked too.
Right. Right.
Especially if the date pay, you got another John over there, and then the John say, well, I gave him
$500 for y'all to split, and you only giving, and Jordan already told him he gave up $500 for y'all to split $250, and then I only give you $100, not knowing that this man had already said he then gave me $500 for us to split.
No, mind you, that, well, from the story, she didn't give her nothing. They just got high together.
Right, because she done had the date, and the date done left. You know what I'm
right.
saying?
So
she
probably
gave.
Got done together.
She probably
so she
gave,
got her
oh,
messed
girl,
up.
She only wanted one. Yeah, she probably if gave her. Oh, she only wanted
story,
one.
If she if the side of the story is that, then she got her messed up and she worked her. She gagged. That's how the game go. You don't get in the business with your homeboy or your homegirl or whatever the case may be, and then try to turn it.
If I'm going to turn a date, I'm going to turn a date by myself.
No, bitch, I'm going to turn that date, and I'm getting the fuck out of there, bitch. I don't know you or the date no more, because I'm going with my $1,500, bitch. Was you crazy? Why would I even be sticking around here to be waiting in the hotel? I done got my coin. Why would I even be sitting here? Shout out to Jody for paying it, if that's the case.
Well, at least
well,
he's
what y'all saying about a police report? Who said something about a police report? It's a police report.
Not paying it because he's pressing charges.
No. I'm not talking about the situation. I was just talking about, you know, keeping the coin. I wasn't talking about the situation at all.
So, I guess even, well, not even, we're not going to say crooks because I'm not going to. I guess what the moral of this story is, you got to keep it honest because that's what it sounds like.
Shit. Yeah, try that one.
Right, that's what it sounds like. Keep it honest.
Try that one. Shit, the girls don't even keep it honest on the judge's panel, honey. You really think they're going to keep it honest in real life for a coin?
But look what happened when you didn't know. You got your booty taken and $15,000.
That's what happens at the bull, too. Shit.
Oh, they take your booty hole. Yeah, they do take your booty hole, too, there, too. No shit. And I know that booty hole is right.
You know what?
But...
Here we go, but I'm not going to say all I'm saying is Enrique. All I'm going to say is Enrique.
Uh-oh, underline. Oh, my God. Y'all is crazy. Bitch, that weed out to smoke, bitch.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Wow. Isn't it funny how the tea comes out? If that's even true tea, that's really weird. Like, you get the turn instantly, child. You just find out the child got locked up, and all of a sudden you get the whole backstory.
Well, Enrique, I mean, to be quite honest, and I've had escort friends, the kids will work you. This just happened to turn into an event. If Laura Spears' side of the story is true, this just happened to turn into an event where one of the girlfriends just wasn't happening. But the girls get worked all the time, and you know that.
Wow. That's a dangerous thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you want to smoke Tina? Bitch, I ain't smoking no Tina with you.
Yeah, that's the thing. Why would you get okay, you know what? And let me stop it, because I don't get high, so I don't understand it. But why would you even get high over that, and you know, like during business, that's the whole thing, and especially with somebody you don't know, with all the mollies
well,
and all
well,
that stuff going
again,
on.
Again, I've had
because they call that party, and don't you see
right,
that in the
right,
ad?
The party
like
and
party,
play.
Party.
When they say P&P,
party and play, boo.
When the date say P&P, do you P&P? That means do you party and play? And when you party and play, that means you do Tina, you do Coke or whatever, and you do it with the date. So this probably was a contingent, not Jody, but I'm just talking about in general, a lot of the escorts, they party with the date and then turn around and then still get stoned afterwards. Did they do Tina with the date in order to have with the date?
First of all, I don't understand the girls who choose to, I wouldn't party with the date, no way, for the simple fact you need to be in full function of, you know, your mind when you dating and know what the fuck is going on. And second of all, if the date think that they can get you high, then it's going to be less coins they're going to give you because they're going to feel like they gave you drugs too.
So what we need to do is call an escort and get them on the line and ask them some questions.
Oh, yes. Let's call somebody. Look through the ads.
Find an ad and let's call somebody. And see if they want to party and play.
Anybody got a phone number?
Oh.
No, I don't know no escort.
I say call my line.
Oh, bitch.
He's too busy stripping right now. He not escorting. He's stripping.
No, she in the movie. Y'all see that
What's
movie?
What's my name? What's my name? That's what we talking about. What's
okay.
my name?
I'm looking for an ad as we speak. Let me get onto my Adam for Adam and see if I can find us an escort.
You don't go to Adam for Adam. You go to Batman.
Bitch,
you's
a lie. You can go to Adam for Adam and find all kinds of stuff. I found a man on Adam for Adam that liked to have furry sex.
What?
He wants you to dress up like a cartoon character.
What?
He wants you, he like having furry sex. You put on costumes like Mickey Mouse and shit. He was into that.
That's a pedophile. He'd have to stay the fuck away from me.
How is that
oh
a pedophile? Because
he's
in the
I don't give a fuck. He wants to get turned on and fucked by cartoon characters. That's something for a child. Oh, hell.
Laura Spears just posted Jody's Adam for Adam ad, and it says he accepts all major credit cards and debit cards.
Oh, shit. Maya done gave me somebody's back page ad. That my strong hands and my nine do you justice.
Wow.
That would be a shame, though, for real, like, to call somebody's ad, and it might be one of, like, the girls
yes.
in New York.
Yes, what's up?
Know?
Check your text messages.
You know what's shade, though? The shade is that Jody is an op tug, and they age log her. That's the shade. You think
what?
That's why the child did it? Because it's right on her ad. She says she's a top, and the child is slayed. I mean, she slayed the child.
Well, that's probably why she got raped, because she said she was a top.
You said check my what? Okay,
check
hold on. I don't have anything.
Maybe
oh,
everybody
Lord.
On everybody on Adam for Adam who does this bullshit is a top.
Oh.
I can't see that number, Maya, so I can't call it because I can't make out that number. That bitch
I hope
me
oh,
some
Lord.
That bitch.
You said text messages
oh my
or
God, they have posted ads in the room. I am so mad at them. They actually posted ads. Whose ad is this?
Oh my God.
I think that's Jody's, right?
Pleasure. Do y'all dare me call a number? 504-715.
Child, y'all should play that game. Play the call an escort. Do you remember Kelly used to do that? Call an escort to see if they answer, see what happens. Call him, Jeff.
Are y'all scared, honey? I'll interview him. Call him, goddamn escort.
Hold on.
Find some in New York, too.
Bitch, all you got to do
no,
is...
No, you know what's been a Kato? You call somebody ad or somebody on his phone beeps, bitch. Wouldn't that be the gag, bitch?
Oh, shit.
They just be like beeping, like, what? Mark, what? Could you inbox me what you wanted me to say? Because I didn't get anything.
Well, I got a text message from Eric saying, check your text message.
Y'all have five, like, 9 minutes to call in.
Okay.
Hello?
Okay. Hello,
I'm calling
Hello.
About the ad. Hello? Hello? Is it me y'all looking for?
Hey, you know what? Hold on. You know what it is? He got spooked. You got to let us know when you're about to call before you switch back over
Did
so we can be
quiet.
Did you not
hear the phone ringing?
No, we didn't because we were talking. But I guess call another one and then we'll be quiet. No, it's not the same guy. The other guy was a Balenciaga. But I thought Jody was a Balenciaga.
I'm not calling that number. Somebody else may have to call one.
Wasn't he Godfather Mizrahi or something?
He is of Atlanta.
Right, but he used to be a Balenciaga, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Hold on. So you can't be calling as cunt. It's got to be a dude to call him.
Oh, well, he's calling boy ads?
Yeah, they call him boy ads. You got to be
going.
You got to be a... Shh, be quiet. He's about to call. Hold on. He's going to use the Google number.
Hello,
Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to connect you.
Thomas. Up. Hold on.
Y'all are stupid.
Hold on.
Who's calling somebody?
Hey, J-Rock, y'all got a lot of escorts down there, Chad. Call one of them.
J-Rock is gone.
Oh, shit.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Jasmine.
Hey, Jasmine.
Who's calling somebody?
We're calling dates. We're calling ads.
We're calling
call
ads.
Okay, everybody get ready to say goodnight.
Oh, shit. Hello?
Everybody get ready to say goodnight. Show's going to be over with in a few minutes.
Oh, okay. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Everybody say your good nights and all the rest of that shit.
Oh, Lord. Good night. Be safe. Don't let the bed bugs bite.
Deuces.
Are your bills calling up?